Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. We're here live tonight, and good to be with you tonight. It is Thursday night. Nice to be here. We are going to be praying for you here in just a little bit, so be ready for that. And okay. All right. Let's all right, welcome everybody. We're here live and good to be with you. All right. Okay. All right, things going on already. Gotta get to it here. Remember to take communion tonight. So if you don't have your communion with you, get it out if you would. And all right, good to be here, and I'm going to be praying for you in just a little bit. All right. Okay, let's do this. All right, thanks for being on with us tonight. Here and do this. Okay. All right. Thanks for being here again and again. We just thank you for what God is doing again. We're very thankful for what's happening, the prophetic word that God gives us, and the information that we get in the political arena, in the market. We are getting new information in the market. We are getting ready to share what we can of that information. So we can't share everything, but we are trying to go through and see what we can get out there and let people know the general thing that's happening. So pray for us as we do that, and we are going to work on all that together. All right. So awesome. Things happening other than the show here. So we're going to get it going on. Get it going on here. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. All right. So we're going to be ministering to you here in just a little bit. I'm going to be prophesying to you about what I believe is going on right now in the country and basically in the globe. What's going on with that? And, okay, so hang on to that. You might want to find out about that. If you're interested in any of that stuff, we're going to be talking about all of it and sharing it so that people kind of know what's happening, what to watch out for, what to look out for. Just like we gave information about Trump and Biden, you know, that kind of thing. And our words totally contradicted the words of those who were the well-known brothers out there. And of course, we know what the Lord did. Instead of what they thought, God had a whole different plan, had a whole different plan for what's going on. And I see a whole different plan going on again. Really amazing. We'll see what happens, right? But my responsibility is to share with you about that. And that's what I will do, regardless of what, right? Yeah, regardless of what. So get ready for that tonight. We're going to share some of that, but what I think is actually happening and getting ready to happen. Get your communion cup out ready. Get it out. Get it ready. Cleaning and your bread and your juice or whatever you have, so we can partake together as a family. Believe God to keep speaking to us, giving us His bread, His word, His information. May the spirit of multiplication be in our midst. As we have been teaching a little bit about Jesus, and you know, a whole new revelation for me as far as seeing it in the light of how He taught the ministry to go. Which the ministry, you know, one of these days Jesus' ministry is going to come back and rule the earth. And right now, what's supposed to be ruling the earth is the church. Yeah, believe that or not. It's not the politics. It's not the government. It's the government supposed to be the church. And the government, as you know, is not the church, and the church is not the government. Yes. And so we are going to begin to work through that, because we're going to rule and reign with Christ, the fivefold ministry, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, pastors, and teachers that are called of God are going to be, you know, ruling and reigning with Christ. And then those who have been like Stephen, you know, Stephen was a deacon, but he was a powerful man of God who flowed and signed wonders and miracles and had wisdom that was extreme, amazing. And he was not a, you know, quote, a shepherd. He was a deacon, right? It's amazing. I just love it. I love Stephen. So we see that actually God's purpose is for the government to be the church. And like in the days of Moses, when you see how God set up the rulership of Israel, the most powerful God-designed, God-purposed nation in all the globe, Israel, the most wanted, the most fought-over country, the most fought-over place and nation in all of the globe, ever. Yeah. So, and everybody's fighting for Jerusalem. In the end times, the big fight that's going to be is going to be over Jerusalem. And they want to be up to be the center of where they rule from. Well, that's where Jesus is going to rule from. So what do you think is going to happen with that? A big battle. That's what it's called, Armageddon, one of them, and some others. And so because what's happening now, we have governments like the Antichrist going to have his government. It's not going to be the church, right? He's going to have himself the church, the false church leadership ruling with him. Well, that's the Roman Catholic leader or not, we don't know exactly. I kind of lean toward that personally, but as a false prophet, but I don't really know. I don't have a word from God about it, but it sounds right to me. And then I know the Antichrist, of course, and he's just a businessman, a wealthy person. He's made a covenant with Satan. His family did, at least many years ago. He's going to, you know, be ruined. And from a so what God is going to do is he wants the church of Christ, wherever we decide on the earth, is the will of God. And that's what Jesus is going to do. Whatever Jesus decides on the earth, that's what's going to happen. He's going to rule. And so when you look through the Bible and you see Ephesians 4, where he chooses his apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers, when he chooses them, then what happens is that, you know, they rule the nation along with him. That's why Peter, James, and John are saying, you know, can we sit on your right hand and your left hand? Right? That's exactly what was going to happen. What is going to happen? That actually is what's going to happen. You know, the church is going to rule, man. I mean, that is it. The church is going to rule and reign. And that's our job, and we're going to do it. We're going to do it well. And so we are practicing right now, if you will, for that. We are practicing for that. We're learning our leadership, how to follow our leadership, right? And how to follow the Lord and let him do what he wants to do, not what we think is right. Learn how to hear his voice and wait on him. And those of us who do that, we're going to rule and reign. We're going to be part of the government. It's just like kind of like we have the Congress and the Senate. It's going to be the same way, except it's going to be the church. It's going to be the ministry, the church of the Lord Jesus. It's going to rule and reign. So what do you think is happening right now? What's happening right now is that God is raising up the church, which is symbolically a woman, although we know that the church, being symbolically a woman, has, you know, in the very beginning, had their leaders were, you know, mostly men, and some women in there, but mostly men for the apostles and prophets, and so, you know, that so it's kind of a little bit of a difficult thing to comprehend how that works. But friend, the church is going to rule, and so what we're learning to do now is a rule and reign with Him, and learning that you know, we're not going to the government. Our government is going to be worthless. You know, President Trump or President Biden or President whoever is going to be President of the United States. It's like, you know, God's going to begin to raise up the church, and the church is going to dictate. It's going to tell that government to sit down and shut up. Basically, we're going to rule with Christ, as Christ is our head. That's what's going to happen. That's how it's all going to work. Everything's going to be ruled by the Word of God, through the Word of God, through the laws of God. And, you know, law and order is going to be the law and order of Jesus Christ. The whatever word he is the word. He is the law. You know, he's going to come back and fight for, in Battle of Armageddon, he's going to come back and he's going to kill them. He's going to literally going to kill, slay them, slay his enemies with the word of his mouth. It's going to be a violent time. Lord Jesus is going to have a violent time with people. I mean, he's going to come back not as a meek lamb. He's going to come back as a warrior, if you will, and he's going to be slaying them with the word of his mouth. I don't know exactly how they're going to all die, but they're all going to die, every one of them, who have resisted him, who have had every chance. And you see the reason for the most part, I believe, that when Jesus comes back, he's just going to start slaying everybody, because everybody's going to have already made a choice where they've taken the mark. That's going to be at the point where people have taken the mark and are not taking the mark, and who have received Christ or who have not received Christ and who hate him, who are part of the Antichrist system. Jesus Christ, somehow, some way, started the Battle of Armageddon. He's going to slay them with the word of his mouth when he returns. He's going to bring back all of our loved ones. They're going to get their bodies. They're going to connect. They're going to have the storage tank of God, which only has their spirit and body in it. I mean, their spirit and soul, not their body, is going to come back. They're going to come back to earth, and they're going to get their body. They're going to be whole. And they're not whole in heaven right now. They're free. It's amazing. They're liberated. It's awesome. They are not whole. They're not going to be whole until they have their body, because we're triune beings. We're spirit, soul, and body, right? So when you start meditating on that and thinking about that, you start understanding what we're trying to say. So when Jesus comes back, he's going to bring them back. He's going to get their body. He's going to slay all the Antichrist people, and amen. And then he's going to lock them up for 1,000 years. We're going to have 1,000-year reign. So, and everything's going to be led by religious leader. His name is Jesus. Yeah. And the church is going to be ruling. We're going to be ruling and reigning with him. So right now, before that happens, when Jesus comes back, he's going to pretty much just slay everyone. All the decisions are going to have been made. The church, now, are y'all listening to me? Listen really close. Don't say some stuff you've probably never heard. The church of Jesus Christ's job, the reason we're going to be here on the earth during the tribulation as the church, functioning as an evangelizing church along with the two witnesses and 144,000 and some others, the reason we're going to be here is because our job is to bring all those people to a decision before he splits the sky open and comes back. Because when he comes back, he's not going to come back to have revival. I'm just speaking in general terminology. He's not going to come back and have revival, like we call revival. He's going to come back, and he's going to slay with the word of his mouth. So why does he just come back? Why doesn't he, up in the clouds where everybody can see him and on TV, why doesn't he just say, everybody who wants to come to me, come ye and drink of me? Because the church, the reason that's not going to happen, there's not going to be a revival like that, because the revival have already happened. And who did it? It was the church. The church of Jesus Christ is going to rise up and become the soul winners until he, and then when the last soul is won that can be won, and everybody's made a decision, and the two witnesses have done their thing, they've gone through every nation, and said, you know, receive Christ as your Savior, or we're going to plague your nation. And so it's kind of a last resort. It's a move of the love of God to help to push people and prove to people that God is real. because when they start doing plagues, anytime they want to, the purpose of that is so that it's kind of a last resort for people who have been totally resistant. Maybe they were raised up with parents who were devil worshipers, or maybe just totally intellectual and didn't know. They're going to get a chance to see the power of God through the two witnesses, as well as the church and other people. There's a process. We'll talk about the process sometime later and give you more scripture here. But Jesus is going to come back, and he's not going to have a revival, right? He's going to slay, because he's not going to have to go pick the, oh, wait a minute, do you want to accept me before I slay you? Yes or no? No, that's already been done, friend. You understand? Who's going to do that? The church. That's why the Holy Ghost can't leave. That's why the church can't leave, friend. Do you understand the blasphemy of that? How ridiculous that is? How foolish that is? Because we've got to win them to Christ. The great revival in Revelation 7, where it says there's all these people that came through the tribulation. Some of them died, some of them didn't. But it said they came through the tribulation. There were so many of them, you couldn't number them. How do you think they got saved? Just think about it. How did they get saved? The Holy Ghost was gone and the church was gone? Come on. That is totally asinine, stupid, when you think about it. Sorry I get so aggressive. I'm not a very religious person. So you see what I'm saying? So we go through and we win them to Jesus. And when we win them to Jesus, Jesus just comes back and he doesn't even have to worry about it. Wait a minute. Am I fixing to slay somebody? I'm fixing to kill somebody with the word of my mouth that's saved? Oh, wait a minute. Oh, I'm not going to make a mistake, am I? Oh, no, okay. No, you know why? Because the church has already done its job. That's why the church can't leave. That's why that doctrine is totally ignoramus, to say the least. Yeah, and y'all know how aggressive I am on all this stuff, and I will always be. So if you have a hard time with that, you might want to change channels and come back later or something. I don't know. But anyway, so that's what's going on, friend. That's what's happening. That's what's going to happen. And we're going to see it. We're going to see the greatest revival. And guess who God's going to use? I can't even think of anybody. Who's God going to use? The church. The church has been given the message of the gospel. And the message of the gospel is go into all the world, win them, so that Jesus can come back. And so here we are as the church and the two witnesses, and 144,000, we're all doing our job. It's going to take more than just the two witnesses. There's going to be a lot of people that are not going to be seeing them on TV. There's going to be a lot of people not even going to be able to be on TV. There's a lot of people not going to be able to see all this stuff. So, yeah. Noel, they changed it. Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought. Yeah, they sent me I forgot to make it mention it. About a month ago, they said they were changing the system, that was going to end. So there you go. Yeah. All right. So yeah. So we are letting you know, friend, in nutshell version, and then we'll get into it. We'll break it down in scripture, because most of you know the scripture a little bit. You know enough to know that who's gonna win them? 144,000. They're gonna do a job too. There's a lot of people, man. There's a lot of people. Not even the two witnesses and all the nations that they're gonna cover with and have hyper evangelism with performing plagues to get people to make a final decision on Jesus before Jesus comes back and kills them all. You see the mercy and love of God in that? Jesus is gonna come back and slay them all. He's gonna slay everybody who's his enemy. So our job is to make sure that every person has had a chance with signs, wonders, and miracles, with prayer and compassion and understanding and love and preaching the gospel power, that once that has happened, then and the Gentiles' time has come, then Jesus is going to – that's going to be the call. He's going to go, okay, the last one, we're going to say to him. Maybe you, maybe me, I don't know, maybe one of us. Hey, Jesus, that was the last one right there. We called the earth. That's the last one. You know, two witnesses have been doing their job. The church, we've been doing our job. And we've got so many saved, you can't number them.
So hopefully that's good for you. We're sorry about the ones that didn't make it. And Jesus goes, okay, I'm coming back now. Let me get everybody together. And he says, hey, everybody in the storehouse. Oh, come on, let's get together. We're going to get a storehouse of heaven. We're all going to get together. And come on, we're going to go down. And then you're going to get your bodies. You're going to love it because you're going to get your bodies back. My body was burned up in a fire. Doesn't matter, honey. It's going to be fine. My body was eaten up by sharks. Doesn't matter. It's going to be fine. It's there somewhere. It's all going to come together. Let's go. And he's going to come back, and when he comes back, he splits the sky, and he comes back to the Armageddon area, right? And with the word of his mouth, he starts slaying people. Why? Because every person has heard the God. We've done our job. That's why the lie of the church being gone and the lie of the Holy Spirit being gone is totally just almost blasphemous. It's just totally idiotic to even think that the very thing Jesus gave the church the job to do, that we're not going to be our job. We're going to, oh, my God, no, we don't want to be. The Antichrist, you're going to get me. You're going to cut my head off. You know how people are going to do it? They're a bunch of wusses, man. Those people are just, they're just like a bunch of lunatics, man. Y'all getting that? Getting that, I mean, I know I'm nutshell version it, and I actually didn't plan on doing this. I have some other things. It was going somewhere else as a part of it, but that's kind of where we ended up going. And so, yeah. So anyway, we're going to rule and reign with Christ. So who's going to prepare the way for the Lord? Why do you think the spirit of John the Baptist, so to speak, the spirit of Elijah, is going to be upon the church of Jesus Christ, upon the two witnesses, upon the church, upon the 144,000. Why do you think that the spirit of Elijah, if you will, or John, is going to be, because we're going to prepare the way for the Lord, literally. John is going to be jealous, y'all. John is jealous. I can feel it. He's jealous. John, sorry, man. You're going to get your body pretty soon. I love you, but, you know, you prepared the way for Jesus. If it hadn't been for you, we wouldn't be here. But, no, you can't be here for this preparation. This is almost as awesome preparation as you did, because we're not just preparing for the world for you to come and die on the cross. We're preparing the way. Woo! Thank you, John. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Elijah. Anointing. Hallelujah. Because we're going to win. We're going to prepare the way. How can you prepare the way when you're up there eating lamb chops? Now, the church ain't going to be up there eating lamb chops, brother. They're going to be right here. Sorry. You know how crazy it gets in here when I start talking this way. Because it's just such a passion in my heart. And we're not going to be up there eating lamb chops. Nah, we're going to be waving at those that have gone on to be with the Lord. And they're going to wish they were here. You know? Sometimes I hope he just takes some of them anyway. I honest to God, I'm hoping I wish he'd just take, you know, get them out of the way. You know, like that. Yeah, let them go. Bunch of cowards, bunch of wimps. They don't understand what's going on, you know. And so, yeah, anyway, sorry. Forgive me, Jesus. Talking about it. We're fixing to take communion. I better be nice. So, you know, so you see what I'm saying, friend? So the lie from hell that they have believed is the very thing that Jesus Christ has established the gospel of Christ is for. That's what the church is about. Who else is going to do it? Tell me, who else is going to win those people that it says they came through the Great Tribulation? There were so many of them that got saved that you couldn't even number them. Who's going to do that? The two witnesses are going to do a lot. The 144,000 are going to do a lot. Who do you think the other crew is? It's called the church. Yeah, you know that thing Jesus birthed on the cross? Got baptized in the Holy Ghost? The power over all, you know, snakes and vipers and demons and devils and witches and warlocks and the whole thing. Yeah, that one. I don't know what church you're talking about. Maybe there's the wimpy church and there's the Holy Ghost church. I'm not sure. But hopefully the wimpy one will get out of our way and be left with some people who have the Holy Ghost and fire and pick up, you know, yeah, you know what I'm saying. My God, come on, think about that. That is amazing. And then as soon as the leaders of the church or whoever says, come back, Lord Jesus, every person has made a decision to receive Christ and has, and those who have not received have said, no, we don't want him. We want the mark of the beast. And second, the mark of the beast. So they can't be saved now, right? They can't. That's the thing. What do you think is going to make the final decision for those? It's when they take the mark. When they take the mark of the beast, I'm going to share some. I'm not going to go where I was going to go. I'm going to just stay with this. All right, y'all. I hope y'all are enjoying this fresh from the throne. All right, so we're going to be winning them to the Lord. We're going to be doing all these things. We're going to be telling Jesus when it all happens that you can come back now because we've done our job. So the church has to be here to do that job. We have been appointed to win the whole world. All this technology, all this stuff, all the power and authority of Jesus, and then we're going to leave about the time that it even says in the book of Revelation that the greatest revival ever, the fruit of it is Revelation 7, where there's so many that have come through the tribulation. It didn't say they came before the tribulation or after it. During the tribulation, they came through it. There's so many of them, massive amounts of them, got gloriously saved, filled with the Holy Ghost. Who do you think did that? Us and two witnesses and, the 144 and some others. People from every tribe, nation, and tongue are going to be gloriously born again. We're going to say, Jesus, come back. Well, so here's what I'm going to say is the mark of the beast. So, you know how we're going to know, right? Because the last person is going to receive Christ, and the other one is going to have received the mark. They got the mark. And once they receive the mark, friend, they cannot be saved, right? You understand the scripture says, I'm not quoting scripture right now, but the scripture says that if you take the mark of the beast, you cannot be saved. So now you can start to understand why the Holy Ghost has me prophesying to you about Texas and other. No, it's not just Texas. It's going to be people around the globe. Not just the United States, friend. Get your eyes off the United States. It's going to be God using people around the globe that are going to be feeding people who don't take the mark. One of the salvation messages that we're going to have is, hey, don't take the mark, y'all. Don't take the mark. Y'all, come over here to Texas. Come to Florida. Come to Norway. Come wherever. Come and get your food. We got food. Don't take the mark. We're going to take care of you. And see, one of the things we're going to do is we're going to take care of the poor and the needy during the Great Tribulation. When the beast, when the Antichrist has said, no more food, no more, you can't make any transactions, no more. And so we're going to say, looky here. Look what we got over here in Texas and Florida and other states and Norway and other places around the globe. Looky here. Oh, my gosh. I know y'all didn't expect it. Kind of like Putin didn't expect it when all of a sudden Ukraine, who he shut off completely, came up with a system like in a few hours, I don't know exactly, it was very short. The same thing, friend. Why do you think God gave us that sign as I've been prophesying about, for a couple of years now, something like that, that we're going to have a system of our own? And some of you were going like, okay, well, how would that work? I don't know. How are you thinking? Well, I don't know. Now we kind of know. We have an idea. Not going to be necessarily through Elon Musk, but it's going to be through people like him. God's going to provide. We're going to have our own system, and then we're going to have such people are going to come from all over the globe. We're going to have. Now, are y'all ready for this? Yeah, I don't think you're ready for this. I better hang up and go. Just forget the rest of the night. I can't talk about this. No, let's talk about it. We're going to have outreaches across the globe. Globally, just like they're going to have their global thing where they say you can't buy food from their system, and we're going to have a whole different system with money, with food, with gold and silver and food and provision from the Father. And we're going to say, hey, don't take the mark, man, all over the globe. People in Norway are going to say, no, to the people that live all around Norway and all the countries around Norway. They say, no, don't take the mark. Come on into Norway. We're going to feed you. Well, come on in here. We're going to feed you. We're going to get you a place to live. It's going to be the greatest outpouring of love. The love fest is going to kick in because we're literally going to be festivals of love all around the globe, because we're going to have people all around the globe that are going to have, we're going to have our own system. It's going to be blessed. It's going to be amazing. Why would God tell the church to come out from among the system people if he didn't have another system of some sort. That just tells you right there. Come out from among them, he says. What's he talking about? He's talking about the church coming out from among the system. The system's going to cut us off anyway, so God says, oh, just come on out. Come out from among them. Why would he do that? To starve us to death? That all the pre-tribulation rapture preachers saying, oh, you're going to starve to death and get your head cut off. Well, that false prophecy would probably come to pass had it not been for Jesus and his word, because we're going to have provision and we're going to have our own system, however you want to imagine it, with all the technology we have today. Come on, friend, wake up. Quit letting fear cloud your mind and start thinking clear and straight. Hear the word of the prophet. I'm telling you what God's saying. I'm telling you what the Lord is showing. This is what's happening. So we're going to have a global outreach. It's going to be the most. You talk about reaching out to the poor and the needy around the globe. We're going to be sending food to plate. It's not some thing where they just run everything and they overpower everything. Are you kidding me? Look what the two witnesses do. The two witnesses can't be touched. Now, if we have a same similar anointing as the two witnesses, you and I. If we have a similar anointing, which in my dream I had, as they were passing by in their chariot, I ran out there and said, I got to get some of that. That's what I did in the dream with my arms reaching out. I got to get some of that. You know, I told you the dream. You've heard me talk about it many times. So if I got some of that, then that probably represents that you're going to get some of that. What is some of that from the two witnesses? What is some of that? Some of that is the power to evangelize in extraordinary ways. And to feed the poor, to clothe them, to save them, to say, hey, don't take the mark. We got some food over here in Texas. We got some food over here in Florida. We got some food over here and wherever they're at, around the globe. We're going to have outreaches all around the globe, friend, all around the globe. We're going to be connected. It's going to be, that's why there's going to be, in Revelation 7, and I've said it many times, and now preachers are starting to talk about it on TV, you know, I think we're all kind of all saying, if they use it in the wrong way, that they're literally saying, oh, yeah, look at here, Revelation 7, there's going to be so many that come through the tribulation. In other words, in the great tribulation, it says, there were so many that were saved that you could not even number them. How do you think those people are going to get fed and nurtured and taken care of? Through our system, friend, the system that God called the God system, the love fest system. It's going to be the greatest love fest we've ever seen. The whole globe is going to be connected. It's going to be a love fest. Talk about revival and power and miracles going on. It's going to be a hyper evangelism. If God's just not going to use the two witnesses, we're going to have a similar anointing on us. It's called hyper evangelism. It's called the last days revival, which is going to be hyper anointing. I don't know why I'm calling it hyper anointing. Maybe help me pray and change the name of it. Hyper anointing kind of sounds hyper, like hyper faith or whatever. That's just what came out of me, you know, what, a couple of weeks ago. So are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you hearing what the Lord is saying? Are y'all getting this? And I have a lot more to say. I was not going to go here tonight, but this is kind of going to help you possibly give you an overall view of what's going to happen. Okay, and we keep getting supernatural confirmation and confirmations like what happened with Elon Musk in Ukraine. If you haven't heard that yet, Putin shut down Ukraine from having any kind of communication, right? Couldn't communicate, none of them. He shut them down, and he could go and take them over. Well, what surprised him is somebody went over there from Texas and set up a system, and all of a sudden Elon Musk went over and set up a system, had a satellite system, and all of a sudden connected them back up, and then they could communicate again. And Putin was going like, oh my God! Oh my God! What happened? Oh my God! What? Oh my God! That's exactly what happened. Put him in a state of shock. This is exactly, friend, what we're going to see. The Antichrist. The Antichrist is going to be having heart attacks all the time. Why do you think he's going to have the devil inside of him to keep him alive? The supernatural power of the devil. Because he's going to have one heart attack after the other. That's why when they kill the two witnesses, they're going to be going like having a party. It says, Revelation 11, read it for yourself. They're having a big party. They're giving gifts because they killed these two guys that were tormenting them. Tormenting with what? Tormenting them with what? Because they had the mark of the beast, and plagues were coming, and they were trying to save the get the people saved before they got the mark, before the mark passed around to everybody. We're gonna unveil some strategy on how that's gonna work. We gotta start having a strategy to keep the people from getting the mark. That's why this mark thing is so important, because some people want to get the mark kind of innocently, kind of ignorantly, but once they get it, friend, you understand what I'm saying? Once they get it, whatever it does to them, and I have some really good ideas, what it does to them is it totally changes their DNA. Remember the word I got, what, a couple years ago on that? You remember any of that? Yeah, so that's what we're talking about. So whatever it does to them, they're no longer them anymore. They're somebody else or something. I don't know how to describe it. But we got to save them. That's why it's important that we have the prophets to tell us when the real mark is coming, instead of all this phony stuff that they're saying, oh, that's the mark, that's the mark, that's the mark, that's the mark, and it's not the mark. And they're going to be saying all the things that are the mark that are not the mark. When the real mark comes, they're going to say, oh, this ain't the mark, and it's going to be the mark. You understand what I'm telling you? You got to learn to listen to the real prophets. Okay, I don't understand. I don't have all of it. But this is the general overall view that most people understand about the end times, and I'm trying to capitalize it into a view that you can see, number one, why the church can't be gone, because the church is the only one that can evangelize it properly. We're going to rule and reign with Christ. And those of us who are alive when he comes back, you know, it's going to be a whole different deal than those who died and went on. They're going to come back and get their bodies. They're going to be whole. We're going to. Those of us who are alive when he comes, our bodies are going to be changed, right? And you know, we're going to be made whole without ever having to go to heaven. We're going to have resurrected bodies, glorified bodies. It's going to be amazing. Anyway, okay. So if you have questions about that, you can ask them if you'd like. I don't know if we'll be able to answer all of them tonight, but kind of get them ready for the future, because we're going to be talking about a lot of stuff in the future about this stuff. I've kind of given you a nutshell version tonight. Some people will go back and listen to this show just to hear this, because it's what I'm giving you, what I gave you tonight was a very clear view of the end times and how it's going to work overall, and why the church has to be here. That's what God has called the church to do, to evangelize, not to be a bunch of cowards and leave, because it's going to be hard, it's going to be difficult. That's why we have the Holy Ghost, friend. That's why we got the Psalm 91, the place of safety. They act like, these pre-tribulation preachers act like, we ain't got the Holy Ghost. Well, they got the Holy Ghost leaving. Well, yeah, but, you know, I'm sorry. He's not leaving. He's staying. And he's going to protect us and keep us. Y'all getting that? You got to quit believing this nonsense, and I'm going to come right out and confront it, as you can tell. I'm not afraid or ashamed to talk about all of it. I will talk about all of it very clearly and name names. If I think it's important, I will name names. All right, not out of just like Paul the Apostle did. And I'm going to show you in Scripture why we do what we do, and if you have a problem with it, get into the Word and let the Word change you. But I'm not going to change because you don't like it. And I'm not sorry. I may be sorry, but I'm not sorry right now. All right, y'all flying with me, or are you somewhere else? You're flying with me. I can feel it. Don't you act like you're not flying with me. I know you are. All right, so that's what's happening. And so I get really wound up, as y'all know. And I just love to give nutshell versions of things, and then we're going to come along and bring Scripture and bring understanding, bring the Bible. And if you have questions, please get your questions together. I would love to have your questions. You know, even if you don't believe what we're saying, it's okay. You know, you have the right to have your own opinion about things, but you can ask questions. And you can say, you can say your sister or your brother-in-law thinks this. Maybe when it's really you, you say, oh, my sister, my brother-in-law thinks this. Oh, what do you say about it? And it may be your question, but you can ask it like that if you want. Yeah, really. I mean, I want to bring out everything. I want to talk about it all. I want to talk about everything. I want to talk about everything. I don't want to be afraid to talk about anything. If we can't answer the question, then hey, we'll just see what, you know, what else God can do to help us. Amen. To work things out. My question is that the seal being broken. Okay. My question is, is it coming to ministry and prophets when the anointing comes? We will know it. It will change everything. No question it has come. We will be changed in a twinkling of an eye. Anointing will change the DNA. It breaks the yoke, and its anointing never been seen. Held the new wine. Oh, it's gone. We'll talk about that. All right, so my question is, this is Mike from Colorado, is, is the seal being broken for the angels to begin separating what's of the wheat and the tares? Is the fullness of the judgment on the church as we know it? I mean, the leadership, like buying and selling. When does Jezebel get dealt with? Is that now? Is there a seal being broken right now to transition into the third wave of judgment? What third wave of judgment? You talking about the third wave of judgment with that I've been talking about? Specifically, or what judgment are you talking about? Okay, so you're talking about the warning that I gave about the three levels? Yeah, that's a good question. Okay, let's talk about that for a second, because some of you have been listening to this for a while know that I have been saying, I started prophesying the word of the Lord, anybody know how long it's been? 2-3 years? It's been 3 years? I don't know how long it's been, 2 or 3 years. I've been maybe 3 years, maybe longer, I don't know, something like that. I've been talking about how that there was going to be three levels of judgment on the merchandisers, which is began with the coronavirus. Remember when? Because I said that God, what God's going to do is He's going to deal with God is going to deal with the. Hang on a second. Yeah, God's going to deal with the merchandisers through three levels of judgment. It's going to come in three levels. And so that's what the question is. And so I want to answer that by saying that how we said God was going to deal with the merchandiser was he's going to scatter their money. It's like Jesus when he took the whip and drove with the money changers, that was how he judged it. He wasn't whipping them. He was whipping their system. Right, so it's not about Jesus whipping people, but whipping the system. And so we said that the first level is going to be coronavirus. Well, what happened in the coronavirus? What's the first thing that they shut down? They said churches couldn't meet, right? The churches got shut down everywhere. Man, they made a big deal out of that. Some people fought against it successfully, I think. A few did, and most of them didn't. It was a pretty well ragtag kind of thing. It was kind of crazy. And a lot of people fought and fought well, I think, but there was not any, there was, for the most part, it was a major hit on the church, and especially the money realm. So that was phase number one. That's what Mike is asking. Are we in the third, where are we at in the three? So I said that I believe that the second round of that was COVID-2, a second round of COVID. I'm not sure exactly. I have no details and documentation on how that has hit and how it's happened yet. Okay, so I can't say, but I do know that COVID is the second part. And then the third part, which I prophesied 3 years ago or so, that Joseph Biden would be, and his administration would be level three. Because when Nebuchadnezzar took down Israel and God allowed Nebuchadnezzar to come in and take down Israel, it was done in three levels when you study it. It was done in three levels. First time they came, they took Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in and a bunch of other people. And then they came in a second time. And then the third time they came in, they tore down the temple, and the gold and the silver and all the temple was tore down, which is symbolic of what's about to happen. Now, you're asking me, is the third one about to be enacted? Because I gave the word, what? a year and a half, 2 years ago, specifically about Joseph Biden. Let's see, it's been about a year and a half ago, I think. About a year and a half ago, I said that Doc showed me that Joseph Biden was going to be used to be the third level. Like, he's like Nebuchadnezzar. He's going to come in and he's going to deal the third. He's going to tear down the temple, if you will, and take the gold and silver and all the, you know, the God, everything, the holy things, is going to be taken to Babylon. Is that it happening now? It is now going to happen. And why it's going to happen is, if you know about the new laws that he just changed, the recession busting law they just passed. What's that called? Somebody help me with that. Anyway, it's the one they just passed recently. Well, within that, now watch, listen to me very closely, because this is exactly what God showed me that's about to happen. I talked about it on the show a couple of nights ago. I think I had Jeff from Colorado on. He was on, and we talked about it for a minute. That they just passed this new law, this new set of laws, and the administration did, and so part of the one that's going to deal with the church, yeah, the Inflation Reduction Act. Thank you, Noel, for saving my hide. The Inflation Reduction Act, they just passed this. And within that, one of the main things that's in that is they said, and I watched them talk about it, and they said, if you haven't paid your taxes, they're now hiring like, what, 80,000, 89,000 IRS agents? And they said, if you haven't been paying your taxes, they are now going to find out. And immediately, now listen closely, immediately when they said that, I knew instantaneously that what they were saying was, who doesn't pay their taxes? Anybody you know doesn't pay their taxes? Well, it's legal right now to not pay your taxes, but it's fixing to become illegal, because they're fixing to deal a blow to the 501c3 corporation. They're fixing to deal a blow to the money realm of the church because of the merchandisers who have not stopped merchandising yet. Joseph Biden, what I called Nebuchadnezzar 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago, whenever it was, that Nebuchadnezzar, Joe Biden, was going to come and the third round was going to tear down the temple. In other words, he is about to use this tax law and these IRS agents to go after the loopholes to take down the 501c3 corporations, and not just do that. That's just the excuse they're going to use to deal with the church, to cut it off. Are y'all listening to me? You think COVID-1, where they shut down the church, what do you think they're going to do with this tax situation? I'm telling you right now, by the Spirit of God, that they're going to use that. And today, maybe yesterday, what did they do? They started talking about the rosary. You know, there's a lot of Catholics in this world, and they were talking about how the rosary was, you know, they're talking bad about the rosary. I'm not a rosary person personally, but it's part of our, you know, part of our Christianity, not our Christianity, but Christians, Catholics, who are very strong in the rosary. And now they're talking about how messed up it is and how, you know, not right it is, how evil. I don't know the exact language that they're using, but you understand now? Do you see that? That is about to happen, y'all. Everything I told you when Joseph Biden became president on November the 7th, when he was elected, you know, or said to have won the election by all the news outlets. Remember that day? And I told you, he said, from everything I told you is going to come to pass. Well, he'd already told me about the church. The merchandise were going to be taken down by Nebuchadnezzar. And the third round. Well, the third round is this tax situation that's in this bill called Inflation Reduction Act. Thank you, Noel. Are y'all hearing this? I'm documenting this tonight. You better. Can we pray against it? No, you cannot. I mean, you can try, but here's the thing. Because the merchandising preachers and the church has not repented of merchandising, because they haven't repented of that, it's opened the door for Nebuchadnezzar, after Jeremiah warned Israel many times for years, warned them over and over again, stop doing this stuff. And what they do, they turned their nose up, they thumbed their nose up at him and said, you know, you can do what you can do with your word, prophet. Yeah, we're going to do, we're big, we're bad, we got it going on. We're Israel. God would never hurt us. God would never judge us. We're his own people. And what do you think the church of Jesus Christ, oh, we're under grace. Guess what, friend? I'm going to talk to you some night about how grace is about to change biblically, how that's all going to start changing and transitioning. We're going to see it happen in our lifetime. And the church is going to be going like, I don't understand why they were able to come in, why Nebuchadnezzar, why Biden, the administration was able to come in and take us down and tear apart our temple. Woo! Hallelujah. Tear apart our temple. Jesus prophesied before he left. He said, they're going to tear down the temple. I'm telling you, I'm not going anywhere, but I'm telling you, the temple is about to be torn down. Taken apart by Joseph Biden. Are you ready for that? Can we change that? No, you cannot change it. With Jeremiah, it was too late, baby. You can thank your leaders for that, not me. I repented of it. I did it, but I got right with God about it, as you guys know. It is all about to come down. Nebuchadnezzar, Biden administration, whatever, the IRS is about to come down and tear the temple to shreds. Stone upon stone is going to be torn down because they would not stop merchandising the gospel of Jesus. Jesus warned them when he ran out the money changers. Did they stop doing it? I highly doubt it. And then he prophesied later. He said, every stone will be, there will be not be one stone upon another. And I'm prophesying to you tonight that church of the merchandisers, there will not be one stone left. There will be no unity. There will be no nothing. God is going to come and through Nebuchadnezzar use a heathen. I don't know if he's a heathen or not. Probably. Maybe not. I don't know. Joe, you a heathen? Probably not. You born again? I don't know. Going to use him either way. God bless you, Mr. President. Sorry. I get carried away from that. I love you. Yeah, going to use somebody in an administration that's going to tear it down, friend. Are you ready for this? You better get your little hide ready, because I'm preparing the way, because I'm telling you what thus saith the Lord, and told you this very thing was going to happen about two and a half, three years ago. I mean, verbatim. And who and everything? Joseph Biden. This is why Corona was going on. The beginning of it. You think they're going to be, it's too late, baby. That's the problem. It's never too late. No, it's never too late to get saved until you take the mark. But once judgment started, once Jeremiah, it came, God said, that's it, you know, and they didn't repent. Once it started happening, it was not going to stop. Once that stuff started happening, it was the development of three levels. Phases of them taking it down, and Nebuchadnezzar or Joseph Biden administration is going to tear it down stone upon stone. You better get ready, because it's going to happen whether you like it or not. But there's some other cool things, though, with it. And can I give you the cool things? That's going to be a sign that the temple's about to be built. When he tears down the temple, the body of Christ, the church, stone upon stone, mainly judgment for being the judgment of God, just like it came on Israel, God's chosen people, who they thought would never get, God would never do that to them, never. God will never do that. God is a loving God, Brother Chandler. Don't you know you're a false prophet? God is a loving God. He would never do that to us. We're Israel. We're God's people. Or our people say, oh, we're the body of Christ. We're powerful. We're awesome. We got stations all over the globe. We got money. We got everything. It don't matter, friend. So did Israel. You're going down, baby. That's it. But the cool thing about it is, sorry, The cool thing it is God has a real baby, a baby doll, called the Church of the Real Church of Jesus Christ. It's going to rise up out of the ash heaps of that. That's when we're going to be ready for the Great Tribulation. We're going to come out of the ash heaps of that destruction of the temple. Yeah. It's a big whip, man. Big whip. I had the whip for a while. God said, use the whip. Tell them to get out, stop it. The coronavirus thing. God started. I even spoke a couple, four years ago, maybe five. And I didn't have a clue it was going to be corona. I didn't know what I was saying. I didn't even know what I was saying. But when I said that I speak a plague on that system, I spoke a plague on that system. I literally spoke a plague on, not even having a clue it'd be corona. I did that here. It's on the network, archived. I said it several times. Most of you probably just didn't know what you're talking about. Because it's kind of hard to grasp, right? It's a difficult thing to grasp. It's a big thing. We're talking about a major operation here, global. Little old guy over here sitting in the studio, ain't got much going on, doesn't look like to most people. And, you know, yeah. Can he really be saying what God's doing? I think we're fixing to find out. We've been finding out. We're going to keep finding out. We'll get ready. What's going to come out of that? Here's the good stuff going to come out of it. There's going to be a whole new group of people. They're going to come out. Some people call them the remnant. They're going to come out of that. It's going to be the bride of love, the bride of compassion, the bride who trusts Jesus. 10 wise, 5 wise virgins who wouldn't share their oil with the other 5. Yeah, that didn't look very good, right? Hey, I got a new one on the virgins. Let me ask you guys a question about the virgins real quick, and then I'm going to move on. We got to take communion. Let me ask you, I want you to get your ears up for a second. I want to ask you a question. Let me ask you something. Are the virgins, are the 10 virgins, are they men or women? Are the virgins all women or all men or mix or what are they? I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to leave it with you. I may not answer it tonight. But I want to ask you that. I want you to think about something that I got a hold of today. I got a hold of this today, man. God's opening my eyes to so much stuff. It's unbelievable. Are the 10 virgins women or a mix of women and men or all men or whatever? What are they? What are they? Do you know? Okay, Nikki says they're men. Y'all are just guessing because I said it like that. We're going to have a sex change. That is funny. All right, y'all caught the drift, didn't you? That's cheating. Yeah, Nikki, Noelle says, said, I have no idea. I always assumed they were women. So did I, Noelle. So did I. Until today, we're going to talk about it, but go look at it. So when we talk about the Church of Jesus Christ, God's transgender surgery. That's crazy. Yeah, something like that. Amen. Yeah, I've always assumed they were women. I've never even thought about them being men. I never thought about them. I never thought about it. Maybe somebody's got something out there on it. We can look it up. But today I thought about it for the first time. If he's talking about the church, which I think that's what he's talking about, virgins, right? You know, who says they're women? They could be men and women. Yeah, right? I mean, we don't know because I looked at it today and I haven't looked at all the virgins, but I don't think any virgin says it. They're women, does it? Somebody can look that up for me and confirm with me, but. It just says they're virgins. It doesn't call them women.
Wow, you know, that hit me today like a rock. Like a rock of revelation, maybe. Yeah. Okay. Carmen says the body of Christ. Yeah, you know, and I have thought about the transgender thing. The last few days, I've wondered if the transgender thing is not a sign. You know, I mean, I'm not saying I know for sure, okay, so I'm just talking out loud, y'all, so you understand. Y'all know me. Thank you, Jesus. So I've often wondered if the transgender obsession is not a type and shadow of the signs of the times that the Church of Jesus Christ is, the leaders of the church, the leaders of the church, which is called the woman, right? The bride was Peter and James and John and those guys. There were no women that were real, that there were leaders at the time. At that time, they were all men. For the most part, right? I mean, I haven't done a search on all that, but when it started out, it was the guys. So I'm wondering, honest to God, I mean, this is kind of crazy, but I thought, and not approving of the transgender thing at all. That's just crazy, but think about that. Is that a sign that men, like myself, part of a church, symbolically, I'm a woman. Symbolically, I've got a womb and a, you know, breast, and which I don't have. And I'm a male. I'm all male. Believe me. Never been homosexual. Never had that issue. I wish I could say that I had something, because I would love to reach them, but I can't. I'd be lying. But you know. But the truth is that symbolically, you know, the men, we're women. I honest to God, I've thought about that. Can that be some type of symbol, you know, weird, odd, strange, you know, sign of why men want to be women, and women, of course, the women want to be men too, right? And yeah, so I don't know. I really don't know. I know it's just messed up, that's for sure. But we love those people, that's for sure. The whore of Babylon, Satan always perverts the things of God. Yeah, exactly. Yep, messed up, say the least. Amen. So anyway, we know that God is, the church is with male and female, who don't want to be, males that want to be females, and females that want to be males. We like who we are. And so anyway, that's kind of what's going on. So there's a whole lot I want to talk about tonight. I just kind of nutshell version some things about the end times to get you to thinking, start opening you up to thinking about why the church has to be here to fulfill its, why would God take it out before it fulfilled its main, the main thing God's called it to do is the Great Tribulation. The end time revival. That is the end of the end revival. That is the revival that everybody saw. We're going to have a great revival in the end time. That is it, man. It's during the Great Tribulation. It says those that came out of the Great Tribulation, they were as you couldn't number them. There were so many of them. What do you think that is our revival? And that church, they're saying the church is not even going to be here. That's like, y'all see that? How ludicrous that is? Absolutely total asinine, non-biblical in any fashion or form, even close, how the perversion, no wonder we have so many perversions going on, because the church, its very mission and the great high calling we have to do that mission in the last 3.5 years, we're so perverted, we got us out of here. That's perversion, friend. That is pure perversion. No wonder that the people of the globe are getting more perverted, and America's gotten more perverted, because the church is totally perverted in its belief system. And I mean perverted. Twisted Sister went and got a hold of them.
And, you know, I'm just bringing it out because I've never believed in that. I've always had that I haven't understood all of it, but I've always had a revelation that we're going through. Pat Robinson, he's one of them. Many of them. There's many people. And now it's all, the reason we're talking about it now is because it's all coming to a close. It's all coming to, we're facing that moment. Are we or are we not? That's why God's bringing it through the prophet, is because we're facing that moment where we are or we're not. It's no longer going to be down the road hundreds of years or, you know, generation after generation. We are the generation, and we're facing that. So we have to face that issue and talk about it. If I didn't talk about it as a prophet, I would be a false prophet. God tells you to talk about something, friend, you just talk about it. It doesn't matter whether anybody agrees with it or not. When you know you got God on your side, you're happy. Even if you stand alone, I don't stand alone on that, but even if I did stand alone, I would be a happy camper. Happy are those who are persecuted for my name's sake. You know, I would be happy. I am happy, basically. Yeah, I'm happy. I'm a happy camper. All right, there you go. So we got some new things to think about, some overall nutshell versions of the end of the end times and why the church has to be here. So let's take communion. If you think you can do it now, take communion with us. And if God allows you to, so we can believe God. 1 Corinthians 11, are y'all ready for this? I'm trying to get ready. All right. Blood accused of me. I see the blood. I feel a little warfare going on. Yes, I do. Love it, man. Bring it on, baby. Bring it on, devil. You're going down. You're going down. Yeah, I called you a blasphemer. You're blaspheming the gospel of Jesus Christ, perverting the church. And that's a thus saith the Lord. All right, let's take communion tonight. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood and the body. And we thank you, Lord, tonight as we go to 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23. Paul the Apostle, we talked about, for I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, and we give you thanks, God, and break it, you break it, and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Take, friend. Lift up the cup, and we thank you, Lord, in the same manner. He also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And we remember you, Jesus. Remember what you did, who you are. Give you glory, Lamb of God. Somebody's getting delivered from fear right now. There's a spirit of fear coming out of you. I think it's connected to that pre-trib stuff. I'm not sure, but some type of fear. Some type of fear. Fear of being persecuted. Yeah, there you go. Fear of being tortured. Fear of being whatever. Something along those lines. I command that fear to come out of you right now in Jesus' name. Being a martyr, if indeed, you know, some of us will be martyrs. There'll be a few that will be martyrs. And it's a glorious thing to be a martyr. It's a glorious thing. Not a, oh, you're going to get your head cut off, you did it. Yeah. Sweet Jesus, thank you. I lose my head for you. That's a glory thing. Not a shameful thing. How dare they say that stuff? It's sad. Really sad. We love you, brother. They're our brothers. They're born again. Most of them, I think they all are, maybe. Filled with the Holy Spirit. Love Jesus.
have a lot of great teachings. Kenneth Copeland's got some great teachings on a lot of things. A lot of great teachings on things. So does Perry Stone. So does John Hagee. So all these guys we kind of criticize. Them. Listen, you guys know. They got some great teachings. A lot of things. But Twisted Sister has gotten in there and really messed them up. It's a major, major doctrine issues. So we pray for them that the judgment of God will not have to come upon them, but they will repent and get right with Jesus before they have to be judged severely. And they will be. They will be. And it will not be sweet. It will not be nice. Anything nice about it. But it will happen. And I'm very concerned that the church, kind of like they did with the Trump thing, how they just turned on them. Turned on them, man. They outright turned on them. Some of you know stories about it. I know some stories where those prophets and those prophets are saying, if I be a man of God, if, you know, if it don't happen, you know. I mean, some of those people turned on them heavy, and then they got mad because they did it. He told us if you be a man of God, well, then I guess you're not a man of God because it didn't happen or something. I mean, what do you think about that, you know? And they got mad at him, and they told him. And then they started saying, then they started talking about the people who got mad at them, got mad at the prophets for being missing the Trump thing, told them they were into witchcraft because they were fighting them. I mean, is that ridiculous? Some of the most crazy stuff I've ever heard. Talking about backwards and, my gosh. Yeah, I'm talking about backwards. I love them, man. They're my brothers. But I call a spade, and God has told me it's time to do it. So that's why you're going to hear me do it, and I will continue to do it. If God gives me the grace. All right. So if you get offended, I guess you'll just be offended. Hopefully you'll get over it. We do something silly. Okay, so let's go here and what's going on. Thank you for your giving tonight. Thank you for everything you do. Hang on a minute. All right, here we go. All right. She ready to do this? Thank you. And we just declare and decree healings and miracles tonight in Jesus' name. Those who need healing and miracles in their body, right now I declare and decree right now that like Nikki getting wanted us to pray that those three tumors come off her neck and her head. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke them right now. In Jesus' name, I command them the fire of God to burn them up and destroy them. In Jesus' name, on Nikki right now, I declare and decree that. After communion, we thank you, Lord, by your stripes. We're healed. By your stripes, we are delivered. In Jesus' name, you have loosened us and set us free, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 In Jesus' name, be thou made whole. May the fire of God burn them off you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. May you become an altar. May your mind, may your head, may your skull, may your neck, your head be an altar of God for God's thinking, for God's brain, for God's ways. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Let it be done right now by the power of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Okay. Trying to get everything lined out here. All right. Thank you for giving. Thanks for your giving to God. And so grateful to God for everything he's done. To PGN. And we appreciate your love for PGN. And what God is doing is amazing. It's going to be just like one day it's going to be done, y'all. One day it's just going to be done. In one day it's going to be done. In one day what? PGN is going to be raised up in one day, so to speak. In one day, PGN will be raised up, and I'll explain why later. In one day. Amen. Okay. All right. Thank you for giving tonight. Thank you for your love for what we do here at PGN. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, as they always say, without you, it wouldn't be done. That's literally it. And PGN will have a one-day experience. Like in one day, we'll be raised up as far as, you know, in a global sense, in one day, just like the prostitute, the whore, you know, that sells herself, is going to be taken down. Will be brought down in one day, or 1 hour? Is it 1 hour? Or 1 day? Something like that. Either way, it's pretty quick. For example, with PGN, and it's all in the process. All we're doing is being faithful to God. And I've got to be faithful to God, y'all. I've got to be faithful to God no matter what, because I know the faithfulness that we have toward God is what, just in just one day, we're going to become, you know, just known. Well, in one day. It will be in one day. It will happen in one day. Y'all believe that? We're going to talk about it in the near future, in one day. People are going to go back and go, man, I wish I'd have loved PGN more than I did. Yeah. Well, sorry. We tried to keep you going and help you out and bless you, but sometimes, you know, you just can't do everything perfect. So, hallelujah. All right. Yes. Mike is saying, do you remember when you said they were, the merchandise were going to, merchandising realm, who did not come clean would come under a spirit of delusion. They would curse prophecy, lies until they came out. Lies, curse prophecy, lies until they came out. You're not making that make. I don't get that. I think I understand what you're saying. Anyway, in one day. All right, so I'm just telling you, so when it happens, you'll know that the Lord knew, okay? It's not that I know. I don't know anything. I'm the head of this under the head Jesus, right? Yeah, and we're all in this together. And in one day, it's going to happen in one day. You understand? PGN is going to be raised up in one day. I've told you part of the process that has to go on. And God's about to deal with it, with the tax, with this new Inflation Reduction Act, which they're hiring IRS agents. Why do you think they're hiring? It's like they're hiring an army. What do you think that army's going to do? Play piddly-pat and play poker and chess? No, they're going after the church, man. The merchandising, and it's God. See, the thing is, people, oh, the devil, no. You know, the church has opened itself up just like Israel.
open itself up to the judgment of God coming from Nebuchadnezzar. It was God. The Bible says God sent Nebuchadnezzar because they would not repent. This is happening as we speak. I tell you, it's been happening. I've been telling you for what? God's been speaking to us about this to me for what? A couple of years now, something like that. And I don't have the timing exactly, but close to 2 years. That Joe Biden and his administration would be the third level of taking down. And friend, it is about to happen. And in that season, and you know, and that it's kind of like a transition going on as they go down, as the networks and the ministries go down, we go up because God has to have something to fill the airways, right? To somehow have to have it on there. Like when they took, I've explained this before, and then we're going to pray over offering. When I explained this before, that one of the explanations that God gave to Israel was that he's not going to destroy all the inhabitants of Canaan, because if he did that with that occupation, without being occupied, possessing the land, then the animals, the wild creatures would take over. That's what the Bible says. So he did it little by little. So this is the same process that's going to happen with these merchandisers. They're thumbing their nose up at me big time, baby, if you only knew. They're telling me, basically, you know, to stuff it. It's like they did Jeremiah, same kind of thing. I'm not Jeremiah, and I'm not, you know, I'm just me, but it's, that's the only thing I can compare it to, biblically. All right? And it's going to be, see, anyway, you'll see. We will see. I just have to be faithful and tell you before it happens. That's my job. So that when it does happen, you're going, oh, wow, yeah, God did tell us about that. Use Randy to, you know, to do it right here on PGN. Told us exactly what was going on. The market, everything. I got information. I got detailed information now on the market, y'all. Detailed. In the last few days, more and more and more and more. I mean, to the transition, I can't say too much, but all the way into Europe being given the reins. I've been given details. I mean, God has given me details on that. Details. There's a lot to it. I'm just little phases of, man, it's amazing. And, you know, you don't have to try to believe it. You know, you can just kind of hang on and hang around and just watch it and listen and watch and, you know, just try to believe like me. I'm going to try to believe that. Yeah, we're going to believe. And we're not going to push people and go, you know, come up with all these crazy ideas. It's going to be confirmed as we go along. The things that we say are going to be confirmed as we go along. It's not going to be like you're going to have to really stretch yourself to believe it. It's going to be confirmed as we go along. Oh, yeah, I remember Randy said that about Joe Biden being Nebuchadnezzar, coming in and start taking the church down, the merchandisers, stone upon stone, just like Nebuchadnezzar. I remember when Randy said that. Look at there. It's just happening right now. He's doing it right now. He just passed a law that's going to do it. One of the first things he does in his administration is pass a law on that. Yeah. And they're going to, listen, you think they're going to, everybody, oh, these merchandising people are going to contradict everything I say that the Lord has told me. They're going to contradict every bit of it. So just get ready for that. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be fun. I mean, literally, especially if you see it before it happens. If you see it before it happens, it's even more fun because you see it, because you know God knows it, and he's telling his precious children. Amen? He's telling his precious children.
I'm going to tell you something right now. Don't let self-pity get on you right now. There's some self-pity, some demons of self-pity that are getting on people that I know. Demons. And getting them to turn inward. It's everywhere. And self-pity, and you hurt my feelings, and blah, 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 blah. You didn't do this, you didn't do that. A pain and hurt, all this stuff. And people are going to fall for it because it's so emotional. If you're a very emotional person, then you're going to fall for it unless Jesus protects you. Because cry out for his protection, because it is going to be powerful. It's going to be a lot of power behind it. And you will fall for it, because self-pity is one of the easiest things to take people down with than anything I've ever seen. It used to take me down. It's like a poison. It's like a poison. Literally, self-pity is a poison, and it will poison you. For all you think about is yourself, and then you're on your way out. Unless you repent or get delivered and turn around, you will be on your way out. Oh, you know, Prophet Randy didn't. Yeah, I already know. I already know everything about that. I know everything other people know. I just say that. I know a lot about things that are going on behind closed doors, what people saying, what they're thinking. Believe me, I know exactly. Elijah had that thing. You think it's just Elijah that knew what's going on in the chambers of people talking? You know, and you don't hear everything that goes on. You just hear what's important to go on. Yeah, I don't want to know everything. I don't want to know anything, actually. God wants me to know, he's going to have to like put it on me, because I don't want to know bad stuff. I don't like the bad stuff. I don't want to be a prophet. I don't like talking about that stuff. I'd rather talk positive stuff. Literally. Okay, let's move on. Thank you, Jesus. It's only 10:30. Right? Y'all still love me, right? I hope so. I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry, but I end up being sorry. Though I don't change my mind, but I do feel sorry for myself, but I'm sorry I was so tough. If I get to being tough, I'm going, man, I wish I wouldn't have been so tough. But that's the way it goes. Yeah. All right, let's pray over offerings. Andrea, $5. Thank you, Andrea. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for Andrea. God, I thank you for taking all the blinders off her eyes, so she will not see with one eye or with partial eyesight, but she will see in full eyesight. And anything that's hindering her eyesight in any kind of way, naturally, physically, and spiritually, God, you're going to remove it, just like you're removing things from me. You're doing this from your people. You're taking the blinder, but we have to be willing to let you do it. Thank you, God, that we don't put up any man or any person above you. You are above all things. And if we start doing it, we get blinded. We get blindsided. Then the people that we put up there on a pedestal, they hurt us. And then, you know, it's just destructive. So I thank you, God, for protecting your people, for protecting Andrea, for God, for her love for you, her the glory and the lifter of her head, God, lifting her head up, God, and keeping her strong, Jesus, where she will be able to see and know. Not because what men are saying that call themselves prophets, but what God Almighty is saying. Because we are about to enter into a warfare over the prophets. One prophet says this, all the other ones say that. What's gonna happen? It's called the Elijah Hour. we have a show called the Elijah Hour. Yeah, it'll be about all the things that, you know, crazy stuff. And some of you will host the show. And I'll be on there with you, too. We'll all do it together. Amen. All right. The Elijah Anointing Show. The Elijah Show. The Spirit of Elijah. The Spirit and Chariot of Elijah. The Man of Wind. The wind of a man. The man in the shape of wind. A man. The wind in the shape of a man. It's called the Spirit of Elijah. Be upon you, Andrea. Hallelujah. May the spirit of Elijah be upon you.
poco tabate, poco babate, to bring down the Jezebel, to bring down that Babylonian spirit and knock it down off its high horse in one day, 1 hour, through the power of Jesus. Amen. That old whore coming down, baby. Hallelujah, the blood of Jesus. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. God, I thank you for that. In Andrea's life, in Jesus' name, amen. Let it be done. All right, LaShun, Jesus, $5. Thank you, Lord, for that $5 per cent. LaShun, we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord, for the hallelujahs, God. I know you've been having some, I think she's been having some physical issues. I can't remember exactly what she says. She's having some kind of something going on with her body, I believe. Sorry, I don't keep up with it. I have so many things going on. I wish I kept up with that a little bit better. But a lot of people have been being attacked in their bodies. Okay. Oh, there's a shit. Been attacked on my body. There it is right there. I found a text. Thank you. With my upper respiratory infection, mucus in my throat. All right. Amen. Lord, we thank you for that tonight in Jesus' name. I think she called into Felicia's show. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for touching her in Jesus' name, God, to give her all the Spirit of the Lord anointing to break that up and give her the courage and strength to stand against that, and also the things in her in the natural realm to take and do and help fight it the God-given way that God does give us, like he gave the prophet Isaiah, the fig, and he put it on Hezekiah's deathly sore, whatever it was that's killing him, and he was healed. I mean, God does that stuff, y'all. Food, in the name of all those things, God, let them come together in her life, God, to bring that healing virtue to her in the name of Jesus. Healing virtue to her, God. Healing virtue, healing virtue, healing virtue to LaShun in Jesus' name. LaShun in Jesus' name. Lord, Angela Lanham, $10.10. Thank you, Angela. In Jesus' name, may the favor of the Lord be upon you, God. May his grace be imparted to you to connect with the right people at the right time, with the right information, to take you to the right places that you need to go in your mind, to take you to the right places that you need to go in your spirit, to take you to the right places. As God says, I'm moving upon you. I want to take you to all the right places. And wrong information takes us to wrong places. Right information takes us to the right place. Like false prophets give people wrong information, take them to the wrong places. True prophets, true information, if you will, prophets give information. That's what it's all about. God information or information that looks like God, sounds like God, but is not God, not God Almighty. All right, we're going to have a lot of that. There's going to be a separating out of a lot of that going on. So thank you, Jesus. And I hear you saying, you know, choose you this day who you will serve, like God putting in you to put this through your mouth, to challenge people, Angela, say, to this day, who we, and like give them an ultimatum to make a decision for Jesus or make a decision to do the right thing or make a decision to make the right move. You know, choose you this day who you will serve. And I hear you saying that to people. Amen, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen, in Jesus' name. Bring that. Pour out your spirit upon her, Father. Jesus, and she will listen to the right information that will take her to the right places, in Jesus' name. Amen. Right information is everything. Not just biblical information. Biblical information that is quickened by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Sally, $10 from UK, London. Thank you, Sally. We just bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your favor upon her, God. We thank you, Lord, for your for every avenue you're giving her to encourage her, to build her up, to keep her in the light of your glory, that all discouragement and lies, God's going to expose them, the things that, you know, things come in from all directions, man. Sometimes the angel of light, if you will, Satan comes like an angel of light sometimes, and he tries to appear as something, you know, godly, and it's not. And sometimes it's really hard to tell. I mean, we all have to try the spirit to know, right? So God giving you the ability to test the spirit to know whether it's of God, so that you don't get told something and then it hits you and you get discouraged because, you know, you just like a lot of prophecies that come forth out of people, it's like, you know, it just when it's not God, it ends up bringing them down. Amen. Some people don't recover from that. So I thank you, Lord, for giving her the spirit of discernment to know the information she's getting in her mind, the thoughts that are going through her head, whether they're God, whether they're the devil, whether they're the flesh, or whether they're her own thoughts, where she will know, be able to separate out, divide asunder between what's soul and spirit, the word and the flesh, you know, the intents and motives of, you know, of the heart in Jesus' name. So we will know what to listen to. In Jesus' name, that she's listening to your voice. She is a wise virgin, God, who knows how to do business with God. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Nicole, $14.44. Thank you, Nicole, from D.C. Nicole does show for us on PGN about the book of Revelation at this time. Really awesome. Really good. You need to get in there and listen to that. And I listen to her sometimes. I don't get to listen to it. You know, I know what she's going to teach on, and I send it out for her by text, and I get to get in and listen to some of it sometimes. So it's really, really, really important to get the right information of what God is doing at the time. Amen? And there's all different ways that information comes out through PGN. And, you know, everybody has their different realm of information that they get out. It's all important. Everything is important. So God is putting together a team on PGN that does all different kinds of things. Some people are into deliverance. Some people are into the book of Revelation. Some people are into healing. Some people are into getting people saved. Some people are into, you know, just whatever, the things that God brings. And we thank you, Jesus, for bringing it all together, Father, in one place, harmony and unity and the voice of God through PGN, Father. We may look small now, but in one day, and I'm telling you, in one day, it's going to be all turned around in one day. Literally, in one day. That's mind-boggling. That's what God spoke to me, in one day. In one day. I don't know if it's going to be through some major operation God gives us, some prophetic revelation, some word that saves the nation or saves the city or saves the country or does something. I don't know. Like, you know, in one day with Joseph, everything turned around, Nicole, in one day. One day. There's other people that in one day, he was in prison, and he'd been being faithful to God. He didn't have a whole lot going on. He looked like he was, like, going nowhere with a great vision, a very gifted person, and sitting in prison for years. And then all of a sudden, Nicole, one day, oh, my God, and all the people that did him wrong, like his brothers, who he forgave. All the people that met, you know, and he forgave them. He loved them. He blessed them. Amen. And let it be done. In Jesus' name. Part of the community. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And then one day, people go, man, I wish I'd have been faithful to God at PGN. Man, I wish I'd have listened to what the Lord was telling me to do there, and I didn't. I rejected it. I went in a different direction. You know, well, maybe God will bring you back. Maybe, I don't know. We're going to be like, we're going to be like Joseph. We're going to forgive. We're going to understand. But, you know, obey God, man. Just obey God. Do what he tells you. Don't listen to the naysayers and all the people that don't know what they're talking about. All right, Felicia, $15. Thank you, Felicia, also for the show. She's done a couple of shows for us lately on Sunday night. Yeah. And thank you, Felicia, for that. We just bless you and thank you. And hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for opening her up, God, to that new word, to the new season, to the new thing, to bring people out of that, out of religious belief systems, out of religious thinking, to start thinking at my thoughts are high thoughts. The Lord says my thoughts are high, right? To bring people into the thinking high instead of low. You know, there's different levels of thinking. You can have low thinking and be born again. You know, born again Christian, low thinking. Most people think low. And then you got medium. You got high. Right? Hallelujah. Bring people into the high thinking, the high level of thinking, the way God thinks. Amen. In Jesus' name, bless her, God. Sandra, $20. Thank you, Sandra, for the blessing. And thank you, Jesus, God, for the anointing, God, for salvation. We thank you, Lord, for the anointing to save people. Not just save them, like get them born again, save only, but save them, you know, like the prodigals being saved by being, you know, even though if you're born again, you're born again, you're going to heaven. But, you know, but what we want to do, we want to save people from missing out on not doing the will of God. That's the main thing that we're here for, is to do the thing we're designed to do. So people, we need people, Sandra, like yourself, that will help people do pray, believe God, to save them from themselves so they won't destroy their life, spend their whole Christian life doing a bunch of nothing, rebelling against God, and miss out on all that divine revelation, that divine love, that divine fellowship through doing the will of the Father. Yeah, that's why I said pray like this. This is a very personal prayer. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. That's why he said pray that, because he's talking about that we will do his will. We are designed to do a will, so we need people to save us. Not just save us in salvation, get born again, but to save us from going the wrong direction, doing the wrong thing. Save. There's a lot of different ways to save. Sometimes we save people a lot of trouble. Not necessarily save them, born again save, but we save them from going through unnecessary mess and premature death because they just open themselves up to the enemy. Amen? To save them from that. It's a call in your life. All right, Tanisha, $25. Thank you, Lord, for Tanisha. We just bless you, Tanisha. Thank you, Lord, for the loving care that you're showing her, God, that you care about her. You care about her. You know, we need to – God is trying to – I think what's happening is, Tanisha, God is trying to show his love to us, trying to show his love to you in a special way, because love always distinguishes all the fires and the troubles that we go through. Extinguishes the fires of the thorns, the fires of the darts, the fiery darts that are sent our way, and love just blows them right out, and they just fall off. Like that's your armor, the armor of love. And everything we do, God is love. So everything God gives us, even in our weapons of warfare and our armor, is about love. Amen. So it's all based in love. The main thing about all of our weapons, all of our warfare, all of our armor is basically made out of love, out of God. God is love. And I thank you, Lord, for that power of love, Jesus' name, to heal, deliver. Donald and Tanya, $25. Thank you, Donald and Tanya. May God recover you. May God rebuild you. May God restore you. May you know the restoration power of God, because God's going to use you guys to restore other people, to restore marriages, to restore people to their family, to restore people back to God, to bring back the prodigals, that they would come back to Jesus, to welcome them and know what it's like to be rejected by the church, to know what it's like to be, you know, people to question you, you know, so and to know that, and to know how prodigals go through, you know, from religious people like the son, like his brother, who, you know, said, Father, you know, I've always been faithful and blah, blah, blah. Why haven't you cut me a fatted calf? And he goes, you know, you've always been with me. You're always with me. And he had a problem with that. And so to be able to help the prodigals understand, you know, and help the religious people who don't understand the prodigals, to help them understand it. And the father tried to explain to the prodigals, the son who had been faithful to him. You try to explain to him, you know, because it's the faithful people, dude, who get ticked off at people who just come back and all of a sudden it's like they never left. That's the people that really get messed up, right? So thank you, Lord, for using them to help those people understand both sides of the story. Both sides of the story. Mm-hmm. Both sides of the story. All right, Marie from Virginia, $25. Thank you, Marie. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for the help that comes from above. God, that her help comes from above. It's not coming from beneath. It's not coming from the side. It's going to come from above. That God is really trying to get you to really he's really opening your eyes to your help comes from above. You know, yeah, we get help from people, but when we start realizing that even in that, and going back to acknowledge in a brand, I see you acknowledging in a brand new level that God is, you know, good measure, pressure, shaken together, running over, men given to your bosom. Men given to your bosom. In Jesus' name, men given into your bosom. Yeah, so, and realizing even the help that you have, even things that all the glory, as you already know all this, right? I know you already know all this, but all the glory goes to God. Give the credit to the people for God using them, for them letting, for them letting God use them for us, but all the glory goes to God, as you know. You already know all this. And so, but God, for some reason, God's reminding you that your help comes from above. The first thing I heard, your help comes from above. Amen. That you're opening her eyes up, God, to her source. And it's going to build your faith level, is going to move up to a higher level of who your source is, that your help comes from above. Yeah, God uses people, but it's God that uses people. It's not just people being nice. It's God using people. My source is God. And your help coming from above, and God opening up a whole other level of understanding of that, so your faith will be stronger and higher and bigger and more powerful. Amen, in Jesus' name, and for everything you need. All right, Nikki and Charles, $55 unspoken request, and then we pray for the three tumor things on your head and neck. So we just thank you, God, for that unspoken request. We thank you, Jesus, for the heart you've given them, God, that you're opening up their heart to save them, God, the salvation, to save us. Not about being born again saved, but it's about saving us, saving Nikki and Charles, God, saving them. You, all the words about save, you save them for such a time as this. And how can that can, because so in other words, if God saved you, Nikki, for such a time as this, then how can anything destroy you? No, it's only going to try to destroy you, but God's going to use it. It's like it's a tool that God wants to use to project you into your blessing, right? The things that come against us, because we know that we've been, you know, brought to the kingdom for such a time as this, right? Because where we're at. So how can anything take us out? It only takes us up. Like what happened with Joseph. Everything happened with Joseph, took him up. It was like he was going to try to take him down. Satan was going to try to take him down. But it all worked out for good. Amen. In Jesus' name. And the thing about Peter, when Peter got the revelation that Jesus was the Christ, and a few days later he denied him, how can that be? How can you get a revelation from God? And then a few days later, you do the very opposite of what the revelation was. The revelation doesn't work. No. When we get a watch this, Nikki. When we get a revelation from God about something, the trial comes toward it. And when we fail, we end up becoming weak and falling upon the grace and mercy of God. And Jesus told Peter, he said, man, yeah, I know you denied me. You know, you had the revelation that I was the Christ, and thank God, had he not given you the revelation that I was the Christ, you would have had nothing to fall on, and you wouldn't be standing here in front of me asking me to bless you. Because you know that I'm the Christ. Something in you knows that I'm the Christ, and because you got that revelation from God, even though you failed and you denied that I was the Christ, something in you that because that revelation was inside of you, it saved you. It kept you. It kept you looking for me, even though you just denied me. Even though you just said I wasn't the Christ, even though you said, I don't know who he is, that the fact that God gave you that revelation is what saved you. Hallelujah! And I loosen you in Jesus' name. Catorca, mavito, bicara. Nothing can destroy you. It's only been used to raise you up. Nothing could destroy Peter. His own denial of Jesus could not destroy him. It became the thing where he ended up preaching the day of Pentecost. Look at that. Because he had that revelation that Jesus was the Christ. And then he was tried with it and found out that he couldn't do it in his own strength. He had to have that revelation kicking in. So when he denied the Lord, he fell upon that. If he didn't have that revelation to fall upon, he fell upon it. When he did it, something said, yeah, Jesus still is the Christ, even though you failed, even though you made mistakes. Jesus still is the Christ. Rise up and go talk to Jesus. If he'll cook you some fish and talk to you. And he did. He said, Peter, do you love me? changed his life because that revelation God gave him didn't seem like it was working. And all of a sudden it did. And saved him, delivered him, and now he's preaching the first sermon of the day of Pentecost. All right, Paulette, $20. Thank you, Lord, for Paulette. $30 actually, 20 for Paulette and 10 for Kayla, her daughter. She's sharing with me all the battles she's going through there. A lot of stuff. Attorney fees, all this stuff. She needs a restoration. She needs a recovery. She needs a miracle, y'all. This girl needs a miracle. In the name of Jesus, I'm coming into agreement with you for God's provision right now by the power of God, that God's provision for you will be provided, will be brought forth and manifest in the name of Jesus. Come forth, resurrection power. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing can stop that. Nothing can stop your resurrection power inside you, your Jesus, your Holy Ghost. The power of God, you and Kayla, in the name of Jesus. Amen. This is the trial, just like we're talking about with Nikki about Peter. Peter got the revelation that Jesus was the Christ, and all of a sudden he went through, and then he denied the Lord. You know, and he became weak. But in that weakness, Jesus knew that Peter was strong and courageous of his own self. When real pressure came, he fell apart. But when he fell apart, he fell upon the revelation that Jesus was the Christ, and he just got that. He fell upon that, and that saved him. That raised him up. Jesus didn't even ask him about it because he knew the revelation he got about him being the Christ before he even denied the Lord was going to raise him up. Jesus doesn't look at things like we do and like the church does, much of the church. And you and Caleb both going to see it like I'm telling you. The revelation we've had when we were children, the revelation we've had from God, thank God we have that, and we fall upon that, even though we don't even really know what's going on. It's like it's all going to fall apart. But what we're doing is we're falling upon the revelation of Jesus. Hallelujah. And that revelation saves you. That revelation restores you. That revelation resurrects you. Hallelujah. Paletta. The name of Jesus. Restore. Rebuild. Resurrect. Re. Kick them in the knee. Re. Kick them in the other knee. They can't walk at all. Yeah. The devil. He's a liar. All right. Chris, $50 from Texas. Thank you, Chris. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for Chris tonight. Lord, we thank you for blessing him. God, we thank you for your favor upon his life. God, we thank you for opening him up to the river of life, to that river of God, to that anointing that sustains him, to that anointing that builds him, that anointing that upholds him, that anointing that causes him to know who Jesus is in any kind of situation. See, if we know the names of God, if we know who he is in any situation, then he becomes that when we face that. So we may look like we're facing failure and we can't handle it and we're too humanly impossible to do it, that's when the faith of Jesus Christ arises inside you in Jesus' name. And like comes and wings as an eagle. And hallelujah. He that waited upon the Lord. Waited for what? We got to wait. We can't do it. We got to wait on the Lord, man. Like we try to do it on our own, we're going to fall apart. Yeah. We got to wait on the Lord. Renew his strength. Renew his strength, God. In the name of Jesus, renew his strength in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Restore his strength in Jesus. Let it be resurrection strength. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus' name. All right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Terrence. $50 from Terrence. Thank you, Lord, for Terrence. Thank you, Jesus. Bless him, you know, may his cravings for you, God, may his cravings for you, may his hunger for you be the thing that causes him to go the right direction. Because when you're hungry for something, you just go that way. You're hungry for a hamburger, you find the best hamburger joint in town. Your hunger leads you to the place to go. May the hunger that he has, God, lead him. May his sense and smell lead him to the right place to eat, right place to be. You know, because you're hungry. You know, when you're hungry for something, man, it's like you can smell it even though you're not even anywhere near it. And I can smell that steak right now, or that hamburger, or that enchilada, whatever it is you like. You can smell it before you even get there because you're hungry for it. Your hunger causes you to like, and I'm like, wow, I can smell that. Where's that coming from? I got to find the nearest place. I got to go eat there. And his hunger, God, draws him to that place to sing the right songs, to say the right words, to do the right things at the right time, at the right place. Your hunger, God, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name, let it be done. Let it be done. Let it be done. Let it be done. His hunger, like compassion, moves you. May your hunger move you. God gives you a hunger for something. That means that, you know, you enjoy it. He does us have, he has to do things that we enjoy doing, that we love to do, that we think about a lot. Amen. All right. People that think about money a lot, you got a spirit of greed. You got a spirit of, you know, no. You know what it is? That means God has been thinking about that. That means God. So we start looking to God, God being the one who's trying to tell us, God being the one who's trying to show us. We don't look at it like, oh, well, they think about money. No, when we think about prosperity and blessing, that's all you're thinking about? That's because God's doing something, man. That's what God's trying to teach you. That's because God's trying to show you. That's because God's trying to connect you to the Word of God to get it all through the Word. And if we start telling people they can get it through the Word, that changes everything. Then they move in that. They live in that. They have their being in that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Your hunger and your thirst for God manifest in ways that some people just don't, oh, I don't understand why. Is that all he thinks about? You know, I know people, anyway, I won't go there, but it's amazing stuff, man. People misunderstand it. They misjudge it. All they think about is growing businesses. You know, they wake up in the morning, the first thing they think comes out of their mouth is, well, aren't you going to pray before you? Well, that is their prayer. That is their passion. They're driven by that because God has put it in them. Amen? They got to find their way. God has got to find their way in God with it. Got to give them a chance to find their way. They're going to find it. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Yeah, I'm going to tell a little story real quick. I am going to tell it. I wasn't going to tell it, Terrence, but I'm going to do it. I had a really, really, really good friend of mine whose father was ended up being an amazing businessman, made lots of money, lots and lots of money, millionaire. And when they were children that everybody thought that, you know, all he thinks about is money, all he thinks about is money, all he thinks about is business, all he thinks about it. And they kind of like treated him like he was like ungodly. You know, and greedy, and all he thought about was money. But they didn't realize that he had a gift. He had a gift. And if they'd have connected that gift to God and said, yeah, God, bless man, it says, oh, that's greed. You wake up in the morning and all you think about is going to make money? Instead of saying, hey, man, you know, let's pray about that money thing. Let's get that money thing going in God. That's going to be amazing. God's really going to raise you up and come bless you. That's all you think about? That's because God obsesses you with the thing he's called you to do. The more obsessed you are with it, the better you're going to be at it. But we just give it all to Jesus, and God turns it all into a blessing. We do it all through him. Give him all the glory for it, not the devil, not, oh, that's greedy. No, it ain't. Woo! Hallelujah. We think wrong about a lot of things. We don't understand people. We don't understand what God... We think they're, yeah, anyway. Yeah, I don't want to go there. Thank you, Jesus. All right, Valerie, $50. Thank you, Valerie. Thank you, Lord, for Valerie, God. I think for Valerie, I think for the obsessive compulsive things that are in her life, God, in Jesus' name, about love and about sharing love and about giving love and about giving truth. Hallelujah. And helping people and raising her up to help people, God, in Jesus' name. Raising her up and blessing her with financials, God, and blessing her with money, blessing her with provision, blessing her with the ability to manage corporately, to manage like manage large amounts of money in Jesus' name somehow. I don't know how you'd manage it, but personally or through business or what that is exactly, but in the name of Jesus, I declare that upon you. In Jesus' name, be alive in God. Come into the provision of the Father God in Jesus' name. Come alive in Jesus. Come and live in And here's what I'm hearing, Valerie, is like an abundance. For Jesus, Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but Jesus Christ has come to give us life, give it more abundantly. I'm decreeing over you tonight abundant life. And, yes, I'm talking about money, too, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah!
Come forth in Jesus' name and live. Be blessed so you can take care of what God wants you to take care of in the name of Jesus. In abundance, in abundance, in abundance, in abundance, in Jesus' name. All right, Martine, $64. Thank you, Martine, for that. We thank you, Lord, for Martine. We thank you for blessing her, God, in Jesus' name. Open her up, God. Lord, thank you for the ministry you called her to, God, that you're going to open up her ministry. I see you, like, finding this. I know months ago you were went on a fast. You started praying and did some things. And at that time, you connected into your ministry, a part of your ministry, anointing. And so, you know, you have a real anointing, Martine, toward the very thing you've been going through. And that is breaking generational curses or generational iniquities that and breaking them and destroying those yokes. You tapped into that anointing, girl. You hear me? My God, come on. Get ready for some of that. In the name of Jesus, I loosen you, girl, to rise up. Put your I see you with the military boots on saying, we're going to go in there. We're going to take back what belongs to us in the name of Jesus, what belongs to God, what belongs to my people, what belongs to God's people. In the name of Jesus, I loosen you. Let it come forth upon you in Jesus' name. May you be like a captain of the host of the army of the Lord. Amen. Going in Jesus' name and taking down the walls of Jericho. Hallelujah. You got a Jericho anointing on you, girl. Marching like I saw those marching boots on you. In the name of Jesus, come forth. Come forth, you little. I want to call you like a sergeant, you sergeant, you, you know, like you see some women, I know some women over the years, they were like a sergeant, man, like a sergeant, and they got some stuff done, too, let me tell you, it's amazing. All right, woo-ha, Noel, $100, thank you, Noel. Noel, you know, you're calling, you're going to find yourself in a triangle, in a threefold anointing, a threefold anointing. Yeah, and that is the recovery of sight to the blind, and the recovery of wealth, and the recovery of the roots, like a nation, get back to its roots, to the realm of roots, dealing with roots. Roots and all kinds of things. The roots of a nation, like Israel was, the roots of Israel is God, right? To bring us back to the roots. To bring us back to the root of things. Bring us back to the root of things. Bring us back to the root of how we deal with money. Bring us back to the root of how we deal with each other. Bring us back to the roots, you know, all that. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Atamaha, atamaha, atamaha. And also the power to lay the axe to the root, man. The power to get that axe out. Like was it? Who was it? Jeremiah, whatever, that laid the axe to the root in Jesus' name, to the root of the trees, and take care of that cursed thing in Jesus' name. Cut it off. Go back to the roots of what God intended, what God has going on, to restore the family, to restore the blessing. Amen, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yeah. Let the love of money be replaced with the love of God and the blessing of money. I know there's prosperity in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The blessing of prosperity. Prosperity is, be you know, we're in First John, where it says, I would that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. True prosperity. Yeah, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name. Family. Amen. To the roots of God. Taking God's people back to the roots of things. To think from a root mentality. like when Mary said, at the feet of Jesus, she was sitting at his feet. At the feet are like the roots, the roots, the roots. She was getting root teaching. She was getting things. God was taking Mary to the root of things. Amen in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I see you sitting at the feet of Jesus and learning from him. Amen. About the roots, about the origin of things. We've been talking about that. I don't know if you've been able to listen to the show. We're talking about Mary and Martha and all that. And, Mary sat at his feet, learning the origin, the root of things, the seed of things, the beginning of things. You know, how important the dirt and seed is. We always think about how important the trees are, but it's more important to know about the dirt and the seed and how it gets planted. Then the earth would just kind of come. But a lot of people don't understand the root value of things, their origin. Hallelujah. God's going to restore. That's what the Garden of Eden is, being restored back to the root of pure love. All right, Andrika, $100. Thank you. ESW Auto Sales, $60. And then, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for ESW Auto Sales. God, we thank you for your faithfulness. Like she says here later in the text where she sent this to me, that God is faithful. But we thank you that GIF, God is faithful. GIF, GIF. the ESW, GIF. The ESW, GIF. ESWGIF, ESW, GIF, God is faithful, God is faithful. The law of the Lord, the law of the Lord. God's showing you about the laws, the spiritual laws, the law of faith, the law of faith, that when you understand the law of faith, you can arrest things because you understand the law. You can arrest poverty. You can arrest it. You can arrest the thief. You can arrest the robber. You can arrest the thief and the liar. You can arrest him because you understand the law. God, like God putting a badge on you and calling you his sheriff or deputy or something. Yeah, where he gives you the badge of authority to walk in, understand it. But you have to understand the law. You can't, you know, just like you know, Andrika, if a police officer doesn't understand, you know, what rights the person has before he arrests him, make the arrest legal, that the guy can get off because even though he broke the law, he can get off because we didn't arrest him properly. So knowing all the arrest rules, you know, to bind what we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Now, the laws of faith, you have a gift, something about the gift of the law. You have the gift of faith, and the laws of faith work in you. You don't even know how they work, but your spirit man does. The faith in you knows how it works, and all you're going to do is just, like, activate it and watch it work in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. ESW Auto Sales, and for Tyreek, God, and Torrey, God, we bind them together, God, in Jesus' name, that they will find their place and how to love one another and how to communicate with one another, how to be one with each other, God, in a godly way where they will become God brothers, not just brothers, not just blood brothers, but they will be God brothers, in Jesus' name, God brothers. Hallelujah. Brothers of God, God brothers, true brothers in Christ. In Jesus' name, honoring and respecting one another. Amen. And looking to one another for the gifts that they have of how I need your gift, you need mine. Amen. That you will raise them up, God, and bless them in that way in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Chris, $15. Thank you, Lord, for Chris. God, we thank you, Lord, for that, the origin of things, God, bringing him to that place, the origin, where when we understand the origin of things, then we know how to fix anything. We know how to change things. We know how to put things in order. That you've given Chris an order of how to put things in order. Because when things are put in order, then God can bless it. God can't bless it if it's not put in order. So he puts things in order, and all the chaos just goes away. The chaos goes away. Because we've got order established in Jesus' name. Amen. Andrika, $15. She says, God is faithful. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah, you know, even I see this thing. I see this example. I heard a preacher talking about this many years ago, how this old lady lived up in the upstairs apartment, and she used to pray outside of her window, and she'd, you know, out toward the street. She'd be out there, open her window, and start praying, oh, God, you know, I need bread. I need bread. So these two little kids, ornery little kids, the brothers, heard her praying that, and they went and got a loaf of bread, and they took it up there, and they said, knocking on the door, and she came to the door, and she said, and they said, well, we are, you know, she says, oh, thank you. And they said, we bring this to you in the name of the devil. And she looked at him, kind of smiled, and said, well, even God uses the devil to bless me. And she takes the bread and thanks him for it, right? They thought they were going to pull a big one on her. And she was ready for it, man. She said, yeah, well, even God used the devil to provide for me, whatever. I don't really care. She took the bread and, you know, thank God for it. I don't know what that has to do with anything, but I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God, for doing your will, doing your purposes, however you have to do it. In Jesus' name, let it be done in Drika's behalf. In the name of Jesus. You are truly faithful, God. That's what I thought about when I saw God is faithful. You know, I mean, I could have gone anywhere with that. That's where they went for some reason. Amen. Like God doing it, you know, it's just in whatever way. We look at it and go, man, could that be God? Yeah, it was God. God uses whatever he wants, however he wants. And Rika gives him the glory because she understands that even God uses the devil to bring blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, Carmen, $120.27. Got a check this week in the mail. And then also she said she had a tithe and offering of $85.37 and then $8 to that. Let me see what that was. Thank you for that, Carmen. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go here and see what that said. Exactly. Oh, there it is right there. Yes. Yes, 85.37 was ice, and $8 is a love gift. All right, thank you. And plus she gave $125.20 in the mail a couple days ago. All right, thank you, Jesus, for that. We just bless her, God. We thank you, Lord, for activation. It's activation time. It's like when things gets in order, you just, like when a motor gets put together and a car gets put together, you go in and you put the key in it, you turn the key on it, and it's ready to roll, right? Like all the parts together, all things. It's like having a new vehicle. In the assembly line, they put it all together. It's a bunch of pieces. But when all those pieces fit together, it's called a car. And you put a key in there, and you turn it on with some gas, of course, in the gas tank, and it, boom, boom, ready to go, ready to grow, ready to roll, ready to go. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. She puts the key in the ignition, right? If you don't have the key, you can't even use it, even though it's all together. So I thank you, Lord, that you've given her the key of wisdom, key of revelation, to put into the ignition and turn it on. And remember, I gave you, oh, wow, that reminds me of the words I gave you before about having a new car or something, or some kind of a new vehicle, or a vehicle of ministry, a vehicle of some sort. And I thank you, God, for that being that, letting that be done in Jesus' name. Amen. With the key and the ignition. Amen. All the parts, the different parts put together, like we prophesy in part, we know in part. And God starts bringing all the parts together and they get in their position. You put the key in and it, boom, done. In Jesus' name. And done. In Jesus' name. All right. Amen, Carmen. Done. Calling it done. All right. Daniel, $225. Thank you, Daniel. Amen. What a powerful word. The other night when you called in, what was that, Wednesday night? I think it was Wednesday night. Woo! Wow. I tell you, dude, I felt the love of God pouring through me like a river. I didn't know what was going on your end. I thought, what is this about, God? This is amazing. Woo! Wow. Hallelujah. I see you, you know, like, I don't know if you believe this is God or not. It's in the Bible about handkerchief. But I see you like having blessing things, like blessing material things and mailing them out. Maybe the people don't know that you prayed over them. Maybe they do. Maybe it's literally a prayer cloth. Maybe it's just something you send as a present or a gift or a card or some money or something. And you anoint it with the oil of God, with the love of God, and send it out, and that anointing is on that stuff, and about showing you how to send the word. You're going to kick into this thing of sending the word. Jesus sent the word, and they were healed, right? Didn't have to go. And yeah, he sent the word. You know, in other words, that's kind of a thing we were talking about, where we work less and get more done. Yeah, that work less, get more things done. Like, I give the example of the revival that I had at the work I was at. You didn't get a chance to hear that in the light of that revelation. It was like, I've never connected that to that until a couple of nights ago. Wow, I hope you're able to hear that message. If you didn't, please go there. I think it was last night or, see, this is Thursday, so it was either Wednesday or Tuesday. I don't remember which one it was. I think it was Wednesday, I'm not sure. So anyway, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This is the new church, Daniel, that God is raising up. We're not going to have this labor and sweat mentality. Amen. We're going to work by the Spirit. We're going to work by the grace of God. We're going to work by love. And when love penetrates every wall, love travels, love goes where nothing else can go. Amen. In Jesus' name. Let it be done. Thank you for your heart burning. I thank you for your chest burning right now. Your chest and your heart burning in Jesus' name with the fire of the Holy Ghost. God is lighting up your altar, brother, at the altar of your heart. So when you pray, the fire is there. When you offer up that prayer request, like that, put the meat on the altar, it goes up in smoke. It becomes a sweet smelling savor into the nostrils of God to answer prayer, to bring blessing on people from the ministry of Jesus. Amen. All right. Jeannie, $250. Thank you, Jeannie, for that. We just bless you tonight, Jeannie. Thank you for your help. Thank you for the helper. God calls you his helper. That's what Jesus called the Holy Spirit. So that's a pretty big compliment when you hear somebody say, oh, that's my helper. Jesus said, I'm going to send you the helper. What did the helper do? He helped. I mean, whatever you needed, he became that for you. Amen. If he needed to guide you to eat the right food, he ate the right food. He guided Isaiah to get the fig and put it on Hezekiah's cancerous or whatever tumor, whatever it was, and healed him. And he let it got, the Holy Spirit leads you and guides you. So I see God really giving you knowledge about many different ways to do things, to take care of business, where it's not just in Jesus' name only, you know, and praying, but it is giving ideas and image and wisdom to people on how to handle things, how to take care of, you know, curses on land, how to bless the land, how to bless property, how to get people, you know, healed. There's more than just one way, you know, it's all from God, all the different ways that God heals, all the different ways that God does stuff. And you'll be able to give that wisdom. Whatever they need, that's what you're going to give them. And they're going to be able to handle it. Amen. And if they need to go to a doctor, God's going to guide them to the right doctor. And going to take it, and then God's going to give you wisdom and knowledge on how to give to people. Amen. And how to, so they can find their healing, their deliverance, that their help from God. It's about you being the helper. Jesus said, when the helper comes, he will lead you and guide you and all through. So God's using you to lead people and guide people into truth. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Finding truth, the real truth. What's the truth about what God's saying about our political? What's going on right now in politics? What's going on in the government? What's Satan trying to trick us at? What are the traps of Satan trying? The truth about things. The helper, helping lead you and guide you. The helper led and guided people into truth. Led and guided Elijah to tell, you know, the king of Israel, don't go down that road like you always go down, because that your enemies are down there waiting for you. Go a different direction. He was a helper. Men of God and women of God are simply just helpers, but we're Holy Ghost helpers. When you're a Holy Ghost helper, Jeannie, I mean, you help whatever they need. We connect them to God and help them get there with it. In Jesus' name. Amen. It's like the Holy Spirit does. Hallelujah. Open that up to her, God. Bless her with that, Jesus. Open it up in Jesus' name. Let it be done. All right, Cheryl, $400. Thank you, Cheryl, for that $400. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for that ministry anointing to sing the songs of Zion, to sing the songs of Zion, to get people to think about Zion, the city of God, the high places of God, get people's minds off of the low things, the lower level of Christianity, to the high level of Christianity, thinking about the city of Zion. I don't know what that is, the songs of Zion or something, the songs of I don't know what that song. Let me hang on a second, see if I can find something like that. Hang on a minute. I looked that up. Songs. Zion. I don't know what it's going to take me exactly, but probably just music. Okay, songs of Zion. Music of a brighter. The music of a brighter dawn. Songs of Zion audio file. Songs of Zion. I don't know what that is. Is that a scripture or something? A collection of psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, something about songs and music. Psalm 137. Here we go. Psalm 137. Maybe I found a scripture finally. For there our captors ask us for songs. Our tormentors demanded songs of joy. They said, sing us one of your songs of Zion. Wow. Okay, there's a scripture for that. I'm not sure exactly what that's saying. I mean, I kind of know, but it's talking about one version, the New Living Translation here. I'm under BibleHub.com. Right? You look up songs of Zion to go to Psalms 137, verse 3. You see all the different versions there. It says, for our captors demanded a song from us. Our tormentors insisted on a joyful hymn. Sing us one of us, those songs of Jerusalem. Yeah, and that God's going to give you, or you're going to sing those songs, release that anointing and prophesy. How can we sing a song of the Lord in a foreign land? That's verse 4. The next verse says, how can we sing a song of the Lord in a foreign land? Wow. Hey, man, I don't understand all that. I'm trying to understand that a little bit. But, all right. Cheryl gave $5. Not Cheryl. Another Cheryl. All right. All right. Thank you, Cheryl, for that. There's another Cheryl there. So thank you, Lord, for that anointing on Cheryl, God, to raise up the psalmist and the hymnist. The psalmist and the hymnist? What is a hymnist? I don't know what a hymnist is. Psalmist and hymnist. That sounds cool. Hymnist? Hymnist, whatever that is. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yeah. Take out your harps. Begin to draw in those that are lonely, those that are desolate, those that are, that a song, only a song will bring them in, Cheryl. Only a song will draw them in. Only the worship, only the songs of Zion will call them back to the hills, to the places to worship God. Songs, sing us one of the songs of Jerusalem. Yeah, sing it, man. Amen, let it be done. Wow, that's cool. Really, really cool. All right, we have another Cheryl, completely different Cheryl, sent in $5 while we were praying over our other Cheryl in Florida. Cool? Love it. All right, Cheryl. All right, Cheryl, we just bless you in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the turnabout. I see some people turning about. Turning around, turning about, in Jesus' name. Turn about, usually when you turn, it means repentance. It means somebody's turning around, somebody's changing their mind, changing their heart. In Jesus' name, God has softened their heart. Amen. Some kind of a turnaround, a turnabout. They'll give them the exact word, turnabout. Let me look up that word, turnabout, and see what that exactly says. Best I can. Okay, mean of turn about, turn about. Yeah, I don't know what that is. turn around. Show us like turn around, turn about, turn around. Move so as to face in the opposite direction. Okay, that's what I thought. Alice turned around and walked down the corridor. Prepare a ship or aircraft for its return journey. There you go, Cheryl. Our other Cheryl. What does the phrase mean? A change or reversal of direction, trend, policy, role, or character. Changing from one allegiance to another. Turncoat, renegade, an act or instance of retaliating, turnabout, and fair play. I'm just going to read what I'm getting, but you heard what we're saying. Cheryl, awesome. Thank you for the $5. Anyway, let's see if anybody else is giving tonight. It's only 11:30. Maybe that's it for tonight. We'll see. All right, I think that's about it for tonight. Let's see. Let me check one more time. Make sure I'm not missing anything. Okay. Okay. Oh, there's some more. Okay. Angela Joy 888, John 777. Right next to each other. Angela Joy 888. Thank you, Angela. $8.88. Thank you. And then John. Y'all's offerings came in the same as John and Melissa, 777. Now, y'all don't know each other. I don't think you do. Cool, man. That's really awesome. 888, right below it, 777. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for Angela Joy tonight, God. I thank you, Lord, for the heart you've given her to be an overcomer, God, to be a testimony of, like Jesus said, I am the resurrection. In other words, there's something going on inside you that is, you know, because when Jesus said, I am the resurrection, they went like, yeah, we already know there's going to be a resurrection. But what he was talking about, this, he said, no, I am the resurrection. And so there was a whole thing going on with him being the resurrection, right? And so the whole testimony, the whole understanding is that, you know, we're not just believing God for healing after we, you know, die and go, the greater healing is going to heaven. That's awesome. But the truth is we have the healing power now. We have the resurrection now. So it's like God really quickening that to you that we have that now. It is for now. It's not just for going to heaven. Get to heaven. Thank God for heaven. Right, but there's something about what we conquer in our bodies. And every time we conquer something, any realm of death that we conquer and by the Spirit of God, by yielding to the Lord, by getting revelation from the Word of God, by prayer and intercession, whatever, and breaking and destroying the powers of the enemy in whatever fashion that is, that's one more reward. That's one more notch on our Holy Ghost belt, so to speak, you know, in a good way, that God goes, look, she overcame death. She overcame this. She overcame those things. When we do that while we're in our bodies, right, is conquering things while we're in our body is what seals the reward, seals the anointing, seals that blessing, if that makes sense. Thank you, Lord, for that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyway. All right, John and Melissa, 777. Thank you, God, that they that John connects into, you know, as we give unto the Lord, when we give, we're giving unto the Lord. It's Him that smiles upon us. It's Him that thanks us for being obedient to Him. It's Him that goes, you know, give to God what belongs, like Jesus told the people who tested Him, tried Him, tested, and He said, give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar and give to God what belongs to God. And Lord, I thank You for that realm of giving, that once we learn who we're giving to, we're not just giving to our church or to BGN or whatever, we're giving to You. And I know John knows this already. He's giving to You, God. You're going to give a new understanding on that and break into the level of reward and blessing on Him, God, of provision, because he's getting that deeper revelation, a deeper understanding that when I give, I'm giving to God, giving to God. So God, you know, in a sense, has to bless me, right? Because that's just the way God is. God, it's God's nature. He'd be a liar if He didn't bless you. See, I see God giving you a revelation on that. That if God doesn't bless me, He's a liar. He's not a liar. God, my God is not a liar. But I thank You, Lord, that you've given Him a revelation on that, God. In Jesus' name, showing Him that. That God would have to be a liar not to bless you, because He said, I'm going to bless you or obey me. That God would be a liar if He didn't do it. Right? You know what I'm saying? So, and we know God's not a liar. So that as you draw upon that in the Lord, in Jesus' name, and that command isn't like commanding God. God wants to do it, right? But it's like commanding to come, like Jesus said, pray in the earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth. We've got to pray that, right? Does God want to bless us? Yeah, why do we have to pray? Because that's what Jesus said. But pray for that thing that God wants to bring you. Amen. So we speak about that. We pray about that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. God wants to make somebody prominent. Prominent. I keep hearing the word prominent. Okay. Noel says, thank you so much. To unpack, you did use hit on the one thing in my mind, blown, stunned. You did another, then another. Oh, really? Wow, the root thing you spoke of already coming in, and I've recognized as God's wisdom He's helping me with. Wow, I have to go back and re-listen. So much hitting on so many cylinders. Really? Thank you, Noel. God bless you. He says, God bless you, Randy. Thank you, Noel. Thank you. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Wow, that is really cool. God is nice. God is nice. I get to say God is nice lately. God is nice. That's nice. Thank you, Jesus, for being nice. You're a nice God. You're a good God. You're a gracious God. Wow, that is really cool, Noel. Thank you. Thank you so much. Amen. That is really awesome. Really, I love praying. You know, I love praying over people, right? You know, I love it. I absolutely love it. That's why I don't mind doing it for, you know, an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. Because I love it. I love doing it. Blown away, she says, thank you. Oh, me too. Well, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! That is awesome, girl. Thank you for all you do, too. Thank you for your love, for the truth, and love for, you know, to fight. You're a fighter. I was going to talk about fighting tonight. Noel, that's what I was going to preach on. I got off on something else that God had me on. I was going to teach on fighting, how we're fighters, but we got to fight right, right? So like you do, like you we're going to, I don't know that I know how to fight right in every way. I don't know that I know that. I'm going to learn, though. And God is telling me that that's what we're about to do. So that was what I was going to preach on tonight, was fighting, but fighting right. And I got off on something else and went a completely different direction. And I was looking forward to that, fighting right. If God's raising up fighters, and you are one of those, you are a big fighter. You're ready to fight the devil. You're ready to fight for your country. You're ready to fight for the gospel. You're ready to fight. And God's going, so He's training us. He's showing us how to fight the right way. Right? We're going to fight right. And I'm going to learn. I'm learning too. I'm learning because I don't know either. I mean, I think I know sometimes, but most of the time I find out that I don't really know as much as I think I do. So He has to show me for sure. Yeah, we're going to fight right. some of the scriptures I got too about fighting right were amazing. I want to share that so bad. And God, you know, can we go to like till 11 o'clock, preaching till 11? I could preach another hour easy on fighting right. How it all mixes in with everything we're talking about. Yeah, literally. Wow. It all connects, man. It all connects, dude. It is amazing. It's amazing. Woo! Yeah. Yep. All right. I think that is it. I think that is it. I think I prayed over everybody. Great tonight, man. I just love it. I love this stuff. As y'all know, I'm addicted big time to prayer and praying and prophesying and having a good time while we're doing it and enjoying ourselves and just approaching everything from a different way. All right. If no one wants the prominent thing, I'll take it. You know, I already forgot I said that. Girl, thanks for reminding me. Yeah, God told me that the prominent thing. I got the word prominent, just like, you know, word of knowledge. The prominent. Thank you. Yes. Yeah, you'll take that. Huh? Yeah. And maybe somebody else might say that too. So, amen. Amen. I come in agreement with that. The prominence. I heard the word prominence a while ago. Let me look up the word prominent. Let me look it up. Jesus' name. Hang on a second. Let's look up the word prominent. Okay. All right, prominent. Characterizes the height. Topographic. Oh, this is topographic prominence. I'm not sure what this is. Okay. Graphic. Why does it give me that one? Here we go. Prominent. Oh, okay. And I have to say I didn't know exactly what it meant. Donald Tony. So I received the prominent word. Yeah. Y'all are way too smart for your own britches, you know. Amen. I heard the word prominent. You know, and that also may be a PGN thing too. I don't know. It came very strong and I didn't think about it being a PGN thing until right now. Because our PGN friends are grabbing hold of that, which you should. You better. Right? Yeah, we better grab a little bit. Well known. There you go. See, I did not, honest to God, I did not really in particular know what it meant. Important. I want to be important, don't you? To God, right? To God and to God's people. I want to be well respected because we hear from God. Not because we look pretty in our clothing or whatever, but because, you know, we act cool. No, because we're hearing from God, right? Important, well known, leading, imminent. Preeminent, distinguished, that's definitely me. I definitely distinguished. I better look that up before I know. Notable, noteworthy, noted, public, noted, public, outstanding. Man, this is a big word, man. I love this. The foremost, of mark. Illustrious. That's definitely me. I'm laughing this one up, y'all. I'm believing God. I'm taking this one too. Celebrated, famous. Oh yeah, renowned, acclaimed. This is too much fun. I got to keep going. It's a long meaning. I love this. Now I'm prophesying this over y'all, right? Over us. Renowned, famous, renowned. Illustrious, celebrated, hallelujah, acclaimed, famed, honored, esteemed, respected, well thought of, influential, prestigious, big, top, great, chief, main, man, major league. Wow. That is awesome, man. I will definitely take that. That's PGN too, y'all. I feel like that's kind of what that is. I just got the word, and I honestly went on to something else, and thank God Carmen reminded me about that. I got so much going through my head, man. I got so much revelation I want to share. receive it from. That's right. Hallelujah. Jesus. Woo. Y'all feel that? I don't know. I'm feeling it, man. I told y'all what God told me tonight about PGN, that God, in one day, so I've been struggling with all this, you know, studio here and that there, and it's working on God. You know, it's like I'm not thinking big enough or something. I'm not sure exactly what it is. I'm just trying to be honest with you, you know, about what I'm going through. And tonight, you know, not just, but tonight, specifically, the Lord said, I'm going to raise you up in one day. In one day. You know what I mean? That's what happened to Joseph. Joseph got raised up, y'all, in one day because something he did. He went from prison. He went from jail. He went from being accused of all kinds of things, being a sexual whatever, and his brothers of an arrogant, pompous kid. Let's get rid of his punk, you know, and whatever else, the reputation that they tried to nail him with, you know. And he became the prominent in one day. In one day, y'all get, and if you listen to all the word tonight, all the prophetic word that we gave about the three levels, and Mike, when Mike asked that question about where we at on the third level of judgment, as far as, you know, that we gave, you know, 2 or 3 years ago, there come three levels, and I said Joe Biden, you know, is going to come. Well, you know, that may be scary for some, but in all truth, that's for the merchandisers. And when God deals with them, he's going to need to have something get in its place. And believe me, that is us. That's us. You understand that? That's us. And so, you know, I had not even put all that together. God is my witness. I lie not in Christ. I do not have a clue. I did not put any of this together with prominent thing. I've not even thought about that with our word tonight. That's probably going to be for all of us, right? Yeah. Hallelujah, man. My God, I feel the power of God all over that. Woo! Dear Jesus, that prominence. Lord, I declare and decree prominent over Donald and Tanya. I declare and decree prominence over Carmen. I declare and decree prominent over, you know, all of our, everybody, Noel, Mike, Andrika, Nikki and Charles. I could just go on and on. I don't have everybody's names. I'm not prepared for this, but hallelujah. The PGN faithful, those that have been faithful to God through PGN. It's important that you've been faithful to God through PGN. Because, you know, we haven't really been that much to look upon. So it's like, the only reason you're here is because God called you to be here, basically. If you're here, you're here because God called you to be here. Why else would you be here? There isn't any reason for to be here. It's just God, man. It's just God. And people obeying God and listening to God and doing what God is saying. And then when they get rewarded for that, you know what the reward is for obeying God in something that doesn't seem like it's doing anything or going much of anywhere, as far as the world goes and the body of Christ goes? You know what the reward for that? It's prominence. Woo! Prominence. Hallelujah. And I just read the word prominence. I did not know it meant all that. I mean, that's exceeding abundantly above all we could ask or think or imagine, right? It is for me, at least. I mean it, man. That's blowing me away. My twin brother. What's a twin brother thing? I guess I'm missing out on that. I'm a little slow, you know. Press down and shake them together. Yeah. My twin brother. Who, am I your twin brother? Is that what you're trying to say? Amen. I'm the female side of it. Oh, I see. Yeah, I'm the female side of it. I love that. All right, that is so cool, man. I'm telling y'all, y'all ready for this? I hope I'm ready. I mean, I want to be ready. I'm supposed to be. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Carmen says, thank you, Jesus. That's what I say. I mean, literally, you know, you just have to know me. I mean, I'm just so regular. Without Jesus, I ain't got nothing going on. So with him, in him, woo, obviously we got prominence, right? Now I'm starting to take that word personal. You guys got me started about taking that word personal. Repeat, I had not connected, honest to God. I get words, I say the word I get, and then, you know, and it just sits there and does whatever. Let it go to work, God. Let it go to work. Let prominence go to work. Let prominence go to work. Let prominence go to work. Hallelujah. I'm going to change our name to Prominence. Prominence Grace Network. Yeah, Prominence Grace Network, PGN. There you go. With all of his prominent people. That's y'all and us. Okay. Well, man, it's been awesome. Me, I've been thrilled. I'm thrilled by this stuff. Absolutely thrilled. Yeah. What do you do with people that are faithful to God in something that makes no sense? Unless you hear from God. If you don't hear from God, none of this stuff makes sense. But you guys, some of you have been hanging, you know, we all been around long enough to know what God's been doing. We know what God's been doing. We've been seeing what God's been doing. But most of the people, you know, they're so critical of it. They're so afraid of the non-merchandising part of it, the merchandising part of it. They're scared to death of that, so they run from it. They literally run from, you know, what we say, because they know that what we say takes down what they believe. And when you take down their financial system, when you take a whip and turn over the money changers and you turn it over, you think they're going to be going, oh, yeah, let's have him over here. Let's have Brother Randy. He's a sweet little fella. Now they're saying, keep him at bay. Keep him away at bay. All right, Carmen said, I just thought about something. My maiden name means famous. Does it really? That is a son. Oh, that is a son of prominence. Really? Oh, my gosh. That is amazing. Well, you can attach to that word pretty easy. Some of us have to struggle with that, like me. That is amazing. Wow. Well, gosh, no wonder you're taking it. It's already yours, right? That is awesome, Carmen. A synonym. Synonym. A synonym. Okay. That is so cool. Amen. Let it be done according to thy word, Lord. According to thy prominent word. My maiden name means famous. Wow, the son. This is a son of prominence, like a synonym. Awesome, gotcha. Yeah. A synonym makes me want some cinnamon. I like cinnamon. Back in the old days when I could eat cinnamon rolls, I love cinnamon rolls. But, you know, only during Christmas time. And once in a while, I might sneak one. But I can't make it a habit at all. All right. Noel says, I want to be a part of the God prominent Motley crew. Part of God's prominent Motley crew. That is hilarious. You guys are hilarious. Hell, they're funny. Motley crew. Now I'm starting to relate a little more, especially to the Motley Crue part. The prominent Motley Crue. Whatever. Yeah, she's laughing. That is so funny. That is funny.
Wow.
Wow. This is so cool, man. So cool. God is so cool. He's so nice. That's nice. Yeah. That's nice. God is nice. I've been saying it lately. I text people, oh, that's nice. I used to say that's cool. Now I'm moving into that's nice. For some reason, I don't know why exactly. But all right, Motley Crue, the prominent nightly crew. What is called? We'll be the night shift. Prominent crew. How about the night shift? Yeah, we're gonna work in that. We're gonna be the prominent crew in the nighttime, in the dark time. We're gonna shine like prominent people should. We're gonna shine like prominent people should in the middle of the darkness, right? Like, yeah. The famous powerful crew. There you go. The famous powerful crew. Amen. Hallelujah. I think God just changed our name tonight, y'all. I really do. I mean, it totally just came right out of my mouth, like, you know, how it happens. God's my witness. I lie not. Exactly. I'd like to let you know that just, boom, came right out of my mouth. My Lord. And I almost went on and, you know, there's so much stuff that goes on and so much going through my head, too. That I want to share and I revelate about that. Just like you guys, you know, my mind goes fast. I want that hundredfold mind, right? And that was, yeah, I want that hundredfold. I want that 100-fold brain from God, from the Holy Ghost. I think that, oh my gosh, y'all, I just thought about something. Oh my Lord and my God, this is what happened. We break bread, I start getting revelation. Oh my Lord. Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord. Okay, I got to write that down. I may have to teach on that next week. I just got an amazing thought about the 3,600-fold. How we're connected to the 100-fold, the 100-fold already. I guess we can go ahead. I'm going to write it down real quick so I can have it just in case. Yeah, hang on a second here, please. Yeah, I was going to talk about fighting the right fight. I was going to talk about that tonight. That was my thing, right? Was to fight right, because we're about to have to fight right. If we don't fight right, we're going to lose. And it's the whole thing with that. But that's not where I'm going. Okay, 3,600-fold. Hang on a second here. 100-fold. Oh my God. I don't know if you're going to relate to this like I do, because I have certain things in my mind a lot, and I ask a lot of questions. I ask God a lot of questions, and I want answers, you know. And so the 100-fold. You know, we talk about the spirit, soul, and body. Right? Spirit, soul, and body. Now watch this, man. I mean, I've just got this fresh. So I don't know how to fit it in. Something that is amazing. My God. Dear Jesus, we give you the glory for that. 30, 60, and 100-fold. Oh my God. Okay. So something like, 30 being our body, 60 being our soul, and 100-fold being our born-again spirit man, which I've been talking to you all about, how our spirit man lives in the 100-fold realm, how our spirit man has been totally recreated in the image and likeness of Jesus, doesn't need to be changed. There's nothing there to change. He's been totally made brand spanking new. There's nothing there that's not of Jesus in your spirit man. And I just realized tonight when I said, I want to think I want to be thinking the full use of my brain, right? Did y'all hear me say that? The full use of my brain. Well, I just realized I already have the full use of my brain, but it's my spirit man brain, not my soul brain. But my spirit man thinks so fast and downloads so much information so quick. It's like the fastest internet you could ever get. Like, it just downloads stuff in a second. You know, it usually takes 3 days to download on the normal internet. But with the fast internet, it's like, just like that, done, boom. So our spirit man is the hundredfold. He's already in the hundredfold. It's not something we're going to get. It's something we already have. That's what I just realized. It's something that we already have. I got to write this down. Our spirit man already is in the hundredfold realm. My gosh, y'all realize that? We already have that. And then our soul, of course, is according to how we let God renew it, right? In the sense that it's, but I just realized because I've been asking God, I want to think 100, like we talked about that in the teaching, the 30, 60, 100 fold understanding. We can have 100% of our use of our brain, right? We've talked about that for years. And I told you how God's, you know, showing me about it. And I just realized tonight, came out of my own brain, my own mind, my own thinking, was that my spirit man already is in hundredfold. He's seated at the right hand of Christ Jesus. He's seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's hundredfold, y'all. And he thinks hundredfold. He thinks, your spirit man thinks completely different than your soul thinks, your mind, your human mind, your intellectual mind. So anyway, we're going to get up on that later, but the longer I sit and talk, the more revelation I get. God is so gracious, especially when I'm breaking bread. So when we pray in the Holy Ghost, we are praying in the 100-fold. Who is this? Okay, oh yeah, this is Cynthia. Right, but I'm not talking about the Holy Spirit. But yeah, that too. I hadn't thought about that. That's right also. That is also correct. See, Cynthia brought this up. That wasn't what I was thinking. But that is correct. Whoa, girl, that's hot. Yeah, so, but what I'm saying is you're talking about praying in the Holy Spirit, which may be the same thing. It's our, yeah, because our spirit man, there you go, because our spirit man is praying in the Holy Ghost, right? Yeah, and praying pure before God. Oh, my Lord, now I see. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Oh, wow. Y'all, you see what happens when we hang around together long enough? I get something, y'all get something, and what y'all get, I get off on that, and what I get, y'all get off on that, and we all kind of get off on each other and just go, man. Go. Go, go, go. All right, yes, Carmen says, she says, yes, I got that before you said that. Whoa, really? Really? That is so awesome. Body 30, soul 60, and spirit man 100. That is amazing. When you line up in God's order, you get the hundredfold. Praying in the Holy Spirit is God's order. Yeah, and when you think about it, you know, that when you're praying in the Holy Spirit or you're praying in tongues, Cynthia and Carmen, when you're doing that, it's your spirit man praying, right? It's not you praying. It's not your intellectual praying. It is actually your spirit man. Wow. Your spirit, your human spirit is praying in the Holy Spirit. In tongues. Wow. And my soul doesn't understand it, right? What it says. Your mind doesn't understand. Whoa. Because 100-fold, y'all, is the way Jesus thought. And when you understand the way Jesus thought, he thought purely from his spirit man. He didn't have to go through his soul. He was one. His spirit man ran everything. because his spirit man never sinned. Like we were born in sin, but his spirit man never sinned. Therefore, there was no disconnection. His spirit man ruled him and reigned and ran his life, you know, by the Holy Spirit, because there was no interference. So that is so right on, man. Spirit man ruled him and reigned. So he thought, so, you know, here's my point with it, saying the hundredfold realm, hard to understand, because everything Jesus taught, most people didn't have a clue what he was talking about, right? I mean, people say, oh, if you're a real good teacher, everybody's going to understand everything you're saying. Not necessarily. You know, that could be true in some ways, but in one sense, they never understood a thing he was saying, hardly ever. Why? Because he talked pure. And when you talk pure to people who, all of us who are not, you know, perfect in the hundredfold, you don't think hundredfold, you don't understand hundredfold. How can you understand hundredfold when you don't think hundredfold? But Jesus thought hundredfold, he spoke hundredfold, and every once in a while they would say to him, oh, now you speak plainly. Now you're speaking plainly, like once in a lifetime, when all the other stuff he said and explained was from the hundredfold realm. Oh, my gosh. I know y'all are getting this. Y'all are in it as much as I am. What am I talking about? Y'all are flowing like we're flowing together in this stuff. My Lord and my God. No wonder we're going to be prominent. We keep this up. Yeah? Man, y'all, you know, I know y'all got revelation too, but I got so much revelation. I could be at this all night long. Literally, we could go from glory to glory because I'm connecting, and this is kind of what I'm talking about. I'm starting to realize that I am connected to the hundredfold, but I just don't always work it, you know. I'm learning to work it every time, you know. Not that I am, I'm not. But I get so much information so fast on a regular basis, y'all. My phone is literally packed full of thousands and thousands and thousands of revelations. I get so much I have to store it in places. There's so much, you know. And, you know, only God can do that. You know, I can't do that. I don't know how to do that. The hundredfold. Thinking like God thinks. Thinking like your spirit man already is thinking like that. That's the thing that really got me tonight, was that my spirit man is already thinking hundredfold. In other words, like Jesus, you know, on the earth, when he talked, when he communicated purely 100-fold, right? He articulated it in human language that could be understandable, but getting the purpose of his teaching was something that most people never got. They say, he's teaching. What does he mean by that? Even his own disciples were always asking him, what did you mean when you taught on that? We didn't even get it. He would explain it to them because he talked in hundredfold. Wow. All right, y'all. I get blessed by that. It also wears me out. I mean, it really blesses me, but I get wore out by it at the same time, which is kind of crazy. But so it's awesome. Wow. Y'all like the way y'all think. Y'all think like hundredfold, man. Amazing. Okay. Shannon just gave. Shannon, thank you, Shannon. $10. Yeah, prominent, yeah. Prominent as well, prominent, I know. Woo! Hallelujah, man. Okay, you didn't send any prayer requests, Shannon, with that. I guess that's, is that right? You didn't send anything with that. Well, just pray over you, my brother. My brother from my mother. Man, I'm telling y'all, we're cooking tonight. Wow. All right, Shannon, let's pray over you. Thank God I didn't Oh, and Jeff and Yuki, too. My gosh, they gave 150. Thank you guys for that. I get so caught up into stuff, man. Jeff and Yuki gave before Shannon. A little prayer over that first. Jeff and Yuki. They don't spook. I think it's 150, 155. Let me make sure here. 150. All right, Jeff, and you, thank you, man. God bless you. All right, Jeff and you, $150. Thank you for that. Came here just a minute ago. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for that prominent word. I'm just declaring that prominent word over you, too. Get ready for prominence, man. Prominence. Whoa. Well, I just thank you that Jeff and you stand in with all of us on that prominent word in Jesus' name. Carmen took it. Noel, who else took it? You see, I am. Oh, female twin. You said it, and I stirred it. Yee! Yeah. All right. Cool, man. Female twin. There you go. That is awesome. All right. Okay, so Jeff and Yuke. Oh, okay, get ready for this, man, Jeff and you. I just got the word about an acceleration mode. An acceleration mode. Like I saw, as I was praying in tongues right there, you know. I haven't prayed in that tongue like that in a while. Kind of an unusual tongue. Get it, like that. It's an acceleration mode. Like God's accelerating things. An acceleration. And that lines up with everything I've been getting tonight about. In one day, he raises people up in one day. PGN raised up in one day. Joseph was raised up in one day. He had to be faithful and loyal to God in what he had. And he did the best with what he had, with what God gave him every day. He stayed faithful and loyal to God. That's important. To be raised, and then Joseph, oh my gosh, look at this. Joseph was raised to prominence in one day, y'all. Woo! My God, I'm just getting it. This is like blowing my mind. Jeff and Yuke, hookanahaha. There is an acceleration level in Jesus' name. The speeding up of time. In other words, it's not just kind of an overall general thing picking up, but it's like this happens faster and that happens faster and that is better and that is better. Everything starts happening faster. Hallelujah. Faster and faster and faster. Whoa. Dear Jesus. Kashoka pake na wota vende pavako pa mama. Yeah, that is literally true. Literally. Y'all, I am blown away tonight. I'm just sitting back going, dear God, what is going on, man? What is going on? I know it's been accelerating lately, but not like I feel tonight. I mean, I feel tonight like we've been stepping into it. I don't want to say it's like we've been stepping into it and into it and into it. Like that Joseph stepped into it every time, into it, being faithful, doing what he could with the little bit he had. David taking care of his few little sheep. You taking care of your few little things. And then one day we meet up with Goliath in prominence overnight. When David took Goliath down, he just showing up. He's going to feed his brothers. He wasn't going there to fight a battle. He was going there to take some cheese and some bread to his brothers. You know, his daddy, Jesse, says, hey, sonny, little boy, leave your sheep with somebody and then go over there and bring this to your brothers. I know they don't like you that well, but be nice to them. He gets up there and hands them the cheese, the bread, and here comes Goliath. I
challenge one of you to come out here and fight me tonight,
you bunch of cowards. And David goes, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? You don't have no covenant with God. Yeah. And in one moment, man, just by some accidental thing, like out of the blue, he just kind of shows up because he's always faithful, always believing God to, you know, to take the lion and the bear down. Always like, whatever, what's next, God? What's next, God? I'm just obeying you. I'm just doing what my daddy said. I'm a servant. And when you're a servant, friend, you get put in the right place at the right time and the right moment, just like David did. And all of a sudden, he became the hero. He went from zero, according to his brothers, to hero, prominence. My God, I loosen that on you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yeah. I feel something going on with somebody's spinal cord in the middle of your back, your spinal cord, and also up in your neck, in the back of your head, in your neck. Like there's some kind of a nerve thing being touched right now. In Jesus' name, and that thing that's feeding that problem in the neck and the back of your head, that could be Nikki. I don't know. I don't really know what that is. In Jesus' name, be corrected, be put in order. And I command your body to line up and get in order in Jesus' name and function wholly. And when you function in a whole way, anything that's not supposed to be on your body just falls off your body. Pain, heartache, anything, all of it. Sickness, disease, it has to fall off. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Wow, I felt that just like I'm talking to you. Yeah, I felt that. I feel the weeping. I feel that the suffering. I feel that, you know, when you really are struggling and you hit that fast breathing thing, like, you know, you're breathing quick and like you're in a, almost like in a panic, not really in a panic, but in a, yeah, that, whatever that is. I felt that. I saw that. In Jesus' name, I command that to be gone right now. Be at peace. Peace be still. Peace I leave with you. Peace I give unto you. Peace. It's about peace. Peace like a river flows my soul. I command your body to line up with peace. Storm. Stop raging, storm. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wow. Man, y'all, that was like amazing. We pray not for Shannon, God. Thank you for Shannon, Jesus. Thank you for Shannon. Thank you for his life, God. I thank you for his life, putting his life in order, the order of God. Hang on a second. The order of the Holy Spirit. The order of that God. Order is order. Being put in order is being able to be empowered to do the will of God for your life. That's what being in order means, put in order. When something is put in order, that means it's able to function at the highest level because it's in order. It's lined up. And I command you to line up. Be put in order in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Shannon, be thou made whole. Put in order in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hang on a second. All right. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. All right. I think somebody sent me a text. Okay. Carmen said her back was feeling misaligned. Okay. Noelle, hyperventilate. Okay, hyperventilate. Maybe that's what it was. Carmen says they're getting more. Take it, Jeff and Uke. Queer mice. Was I saying that in Spanish? No way. Now, was I saying that or are you just saying that? I can't tell. Wow. Okay, let's go here. Hang on a second. All right, so so Cynthia is saying, wow, so when we my neck is hurting, comfortably take deep breaths at times, and I've been feeling stressed, so I claim that healing. Okay. Yeah, and that quick, you know, that, like you do that quick breathing thing. I don't know who that is, what that is, but it's like when you're going through a lot of stress, you know, you do that thing. I don't know what it's called. Noel says it's hyperventilating. I don't know if it's hyperventilating. It's something close to hyperventilating, I guess. Anxiety, yeah, like anxiety. Okay, so Carmen says, you said something like, I got that in the spirit. Okay. I got it. Yeah. Wow. Noel calls it hyperventilating, yeah. I'm not sure what that was. It's kind of like anxiety. That may be a better word, like that. like you know. I had that before, a little bit, so I kind of can relate to that some. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Thank you, Lord, for opening that up. Uncomfortably take deep breath. Okay. Yes. Uncomfortably taking deep breath. Yes. Something like that. That makes sense. That's kind of that. Yeah. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing tonight, God. How you're setting the captives free in the name of Jesus. And you're loosening people by your Holy Spirit. You're opening up the realm of relief and restoration and relief. Like I'm sensing the realm of relief. Like God is relieving pressure, you know, like you relieve a pressure cooker. Symptoms, feeling nervous, restless, or tense, having a sense of impending danger, panic, or doom, having an increased heart rate, breathing rapidly, hyperventilation, sweating, trembling, feeling weak or tired, trouble concentrating, or thinking about anything other than fast word. Okay, I don't know what that's all about exactly. But something like that. Something's being, like I feel the pressure being released, like from a pressure cooker. That's what I'm, that's kind of what I'm feeling. Anxiety, yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for releasing that pressure tonight, God. In the name of the Lord, releasing that pressure. Releasing that pressure in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Open up the heavens, God, and pour out liberty and freedom. I speak peace to the captives, liberation to the captives in Jesus' name. The fear of the unknown broken off somebody tonight. God, send people free from anxiety. Yeah. Yes. Because when anxiety builds up and builds up and builds up, then it's like, then you start wanting to panic or wanting to, you know, whatever. Yeah, so the buildup of anxiety, the buildup of pressure. Thank you, Jesus, for that release of that pressure tonight. In the name, I command that pressure and anxiety to be broken off of you now in Jesus' name. and any panic or stress that's trying to happen to you. I command it to loosen you now in Jesus' name. May the pressure come off you now. Yeah, off everybody. Yeah, everybody's going through. We're in a real pressured moment. I think you're right. I think everybody could use a little bit of that, maybe a lot of that, because we're all in a pressured moment that is, on everyone. You know, we're in a high, we're going into great pressure. With great pressure, you enter the kingdom. Amen. But if that anxiety builds up, then it interferes. So Jesus was under great pressure in the Garden of Gethsemane, but he yielded to the Father. He said, not my will, but thy will be done. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Release the pressure. Let that praying in the spirit. Release that pressure in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let it out. In Jesus' name, come out. In Jesus' name. Be at peace. Be still. Let your gut let go of that pressure building up inside you, in your belly, in your gut. May your guts release it. In Jesus' name. The gut is the pop belly pressure building thing and the release of the pressure. The Holy Spirit language. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. Yeah. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Power and love and a sound mind. In Jesus. And we're thinking clear. We're thinking hundredfold. Hundredfold thinks clear. Hundredfold counts the cost. It says yes to God. If he wants you to go through it, you go through it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Giving birth to something tonight, too. We're giving birth to something. Something's being birthed tonight with all this pressure. Pressure and birthing. In Jesus' name, let it be done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the birthing come forth in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Wow, I'm even getting pressure come off of me. This is great. I'm belching up, like pressure. Wow. Amen. In Jesus' name. Pressure release, pressure release, pressure release. Hallelujah. All right, I think that's about it for tonight. It's been awesome. Let that pressure continue to come out of you. In Jesus' name. We're not subject to anything except the will of the Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Much pressure we enter into the kingdom, God. Let all this pressure press us into the kingdom and birth forth those things that need to be birthed. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. All right. I think we'll call it a night tonight, 12:30. Been great. If you missed any of the show, please go back and listen to it because there's a lot of great info in everything we just went through. a lot of great info from the Lord Jesus, from the chief shepherd. Hallelujah. All right, y'all, I'm going to call it a night tonight. Thank you very much. God bless you for everything, you guys. We're going to break through in one day. Man, that was a powerful word about that. I'm like blown away. Great night, yeah. Amen. All right, everybody, we love you. Thank you so much. Good night. All right. Okay, we're still on. Hang on a second. I'm trying to go off. All right, good night, everybody.